Diane, your mom did say I was hot.
Oh, come on, Mom. Don't bang Opie.
You f*** my mom, I'm f*** yours.
I say lay back and enjoy it. It's a hell of a toboggan ride.
Opie and Anthony, a couple of real motherfuckers. 1027 WNEW.
Hey, do we have time to play our Louis Anderson ID for the show?
How about that? Louis did an ID for our show.
I don't know who they are.
That's what Mark was saying when he did the ID.
I don't even know who Opie and Anthony are.
I guess Louis Anderson.
Where are they?
Louis Anderson was on one of the radio shows?
He was on a morning show.
Yeah.
Earlier this week.
Okay.
Louis.
And you got him to cut an ID for our radio show?
Reluctantly, he was able to cut the ID.
You're cutting into my eating time. My valuable eating time. I'm starving. I haven't eaten in seconds.
He has no idea the abuse we throw his way, huh?
Had no clue.
No clue.
And after he cut the ID, he's like, who are those guys anyhow?
Who are they? I never heard of them before.
Two guys that think you're like the most unfunny, funniest comedian ever to walk the face of Earth.
All the salespeople and everything that I was talking to said that he looked like he was ready to die.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's just this huge, and he's very tall. He's not just fat. He's tall and fat and sweating all the time. And he was smoking cigarettes like crazy.
And he's just like, my abusive father.
Well, it's just great, Louis.
And he also had Terminator glasses
on,
right?
Oh, God.
He had the old lady.
The wraparounds or whatever?
When they get the cataracts and stuff, and they got to wear those over their regular glasses.
He was white as a sheet of paper.
Well, regular glasses won't fit around my big, fat head. Now I got to wear these. It was either that or just get my corneas tinted. I can't really. Yeah, you know, see, my glasses fog up, too, from all the sweat and food piling in like some kind of a sick flesh auger just churning food in. They ought to paint my lower lip with those yellow horizontal stripes. Please keep arms and legs away from Hopper at all times. I'm like a wood chipper.
He is something else, man, on that Family Feud show, too. Has anyone seen it?
No, I have not seen it.
Oof.
We have some clips. Any of these clips good from the Louis Anderson Family Feud?
Louis. Where's Louis? Hey, I'm hosting Family Feud. What do you mean it's called Feud? I only hosted it because I thought it was a food show. I'm locked in for 3 years.
You tried to get Richard Dawson to guest on the show, and even Richard Dawson said, no way. I'm not going on with you, you fat load. Look at you.
Survey says, big fat load.
And even Richard was getting pretty porky during the comeback. Remember that? Yeah. He actually came back to do the show after the other one hung himself. Or
what was his name
Ray
again?
Combs.
Ray Combs, right.
Ray Combs, like, hung himself.
Yeah.
And then Richard Dawson came back, and he wasn't the skinny Richard Dawson from the 70s.
From Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, he turned into this, like, blimp-like pack of hot dogs stapled to the back of his neck looking thing.
Huge tomato face.
Yeah. And he would still,
give us a kiss, Luke. Give us a kiss. Survey says, tongue me, bitch. Look at you, huh? You're quite cute.
He'd go down the line, you know, give the father a little handshake.
Yeah.
The mother would get a little one on the cheek.
Sure.
And then the, you know, collegiate son would get a little pat on the back from Richard. And then there'd be this gorgeous little, like, high school girl daughter. It's like, give us a kiss.
You want to suck Richard's tongue, don't you, love? Survey says Richard needs a hummer. Top five answers on the board to this. Which hole would Richard like to stick in? In the bum.
Oh, and then when they play for the big money and he's always like at his arms around the chair.
Oh, I know. He's like humping the women. Like the guys would be there and he'd put his arm on the other. Okay, ready? Top five answers on the board to this. And he's just kind of touching them. The girls, he's like hugging them, groping, feeling them up.
All right, love, you can do this. I know you can. Now, for luck, I'm going to put my hand down your pants. That makes sense.
Oh, man, outro.
And then I guess he was too fat or whatever, but then they get Louie.
Louie Anderson.
Who is completely unfunny on the show. He cannot, and he can't even muster up any energy for it because he's always, Louie. So it's all fake. He tries. Listen to some of the clips. It's pathetic.
Let's play one here.
You and Larry, together, get 200 points. Taking me to lunch. You'll have $10,000.
Fat joke.
What a surprise. Another fat food joke from Louie Anderson.
$10,000 to take me to lunch. That's an appetizer. Because I'm fat. You see, I always joke about how fat I am.
All right, let's try another one here.
Number five. Show me number five. Lift weights. I do that every time I get up.
Lift weights. I do it every time I get up because I'm fat. I'm a big fat load and father abused me with a whiskey bottle. Gee, but I can turn tragedy into comedy.
Tanya, nice to meet you. What do you do?
I'm a social worker.
Oh, my goodness. You know my family, then.
Louie. Once again, turning tragedy into comedy because I was abused by my father.
We have a Louie and ice cream sound clip up here.
Louie and ice cream? What? Does he do food jokes, too?
Louie and More Food, this clip is called, from the Family Feud.
I get excited about this. I'm a sucker for fun. All right. Here's something people eat with a spoon.
Soup? I'd rather have the ice cream, but show me soup.
Yeah, me soup.
Ow.
Here's something people eat with a spoon. How about pudding?
Pudding? Get ready. If they get a strike, you get a chance. Ready? Show me pudding.
Show me pudding.
I need an answer.
Cereal.
If cereal's up there and you have enough points to beat them, you're going to play for 10,000. If not, they're going to play for 10,000. Show me Captain Crunch. Cereal!
They didn't even know they won. What was that?
Sorry. Glenn. Sorry. Who's going to play Fast Money? Come on, Jeff.
This is a mess.
Where's he going?
Oh, boy.
I'm revealing that answer. Come back. We're going to play for $10,000.
Sounds like he has a sandwich stuck in his mouth.
He probably does. Could you watch that for 3 seconds?
No.
Hey, big money.
What, Louie?
Hey, you won. Oh, no, I mean you won. I didn't even know who won.
Show me Captain Crunch. Show me pudding. Show me pudding.
Show me Captain Crunch. What a mess. Yeah, what's interesting, too, is there's a new feature on the show that the buzzer, when people get the wrong answer, it's one of my farts now. Yes, it is. Show me pudding. Oh, sorry. That's the wrong answer. Show me Captain Crunch. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, you have a chance to steal. Oh, sorry. Well, that hurts. Can't kiss you anymore. You're a mess.
Oh, man. So, we're pretty proud of the fact that Louie Anderson did an ID for our show, Anthony.
Oh, yeah, that's where we were going with this.
Would you like to hear it now?
Yeah, let's hear the real Louie Anderson doing an ID for our show.
Okay.
Hi, it's Louie Anderson, and whatever, I'm in New York. I listen to my two favorite guys, Opie and Anthony, on FM Talk at 102.7.
You liar.
What a liar.
And then what did he say right after he did it?
You've never met us?
No, I asked him if he... I go, could you ad-lib one? He's like, no.
And he laughs out.
Ad-lib. Out. I don't know how to ad-lib.
I'm like, could you ad-lib now?
No.
Walks out. And he's like, who are those two guys opening it? I've never heard of it before.
You know, he's got set up next on the game, too, is when you hit the buzzer to try to answer the question, yeah, it sends a food pellet down to him. So.
Yeah. Boy, I could eat during the show. Big, fat, bubble, 200 pounds of shoe, two bubblegum ass.
Bob, what's up?
I saw an episode the other day. I started watching it. It was kind of like, you know, when you drive past the car accident.
You gotta look.
He was just like, you just see him getting fatter.
As the show went on,
he was just like, you know, he's asking the people what they do, and they're like, woman's like, oh, I'm a gym teacher in high school.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was my favorite class.
Oh, another fat joke from Louie.
Yeah, like, stupid. You gotta like look at him when he looks up at the board. He's like, show me pudding. And you look up and you just see his big fat head. He's just making these stupid expressions.
That's even worse when he has to look up, because then you see like a pelican neck gullet thing going on.
Show me pudding. Please, people, don't get too close to Louie. My own gravitational pull from my mass can destroy you. Suck families right into me.
Oh, it was terrible.
All right, Bob, thank you.
Thanks, man.
I am dying over here.
I'm Louis Anderson, and whenever I'm in New York, I listen to my two favorite guys, Opie and Anthony, on FM Talk at 1027.
Show me pudding! I'm putting in my pants! Oh, my God.
I'm Louis Anderson, and whenever I'm in New York, I listen to you. Guys, Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027.
Show me Captain Crunch. 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 Show me Captain Crunch.
Freaking Louie, man. I'm Louie Anderson, and whenever I'm in New York, I listen to my two favorite guys. FM Talk at 1027.
Show me ass cheese. Yeah, I have trouble wiping my own butt because my arms are too short to get around this fat body. I'm almost like a Tyrannosaurus Rex with the little short arms. Kind of hard to wipe. Let me pull down my pants and show you, pudding!
So, we want to thank Louis Anderson for the... the show ID for our show, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks, Louie. You're a good pal of ours, too.
He's never heard of us.
Yeah.
He's never heard our show.
Never heard your abusive show.
Uh-oh. No, save it.
You want to save this one?
Yeah, we got to save the Louie ID.
Save it for a goof?
Yeah.
You got to card up the part where he says, you know, he doesn't want to ad-lib one for us. Because it is funny in the background. You hear him just go, no, I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to. I can't.
I'll read the script, but I'm not going to...
In time for brunch or dinner or lunch or breakfast or something?
I'll do it for a rib.
Oh, my God. I feel my body starting to feed off of its own fat. I haven't eaten it in seconds. Please. Anything. A Claret. Anything. I'll take an Altoid. Something I can chew with flavor. My God, I'm an eating machine.
Gummy pudding! Gummy pudding! Gummy pudding!
Life with Louie.
All right, Ed.
Yeah, make sure you pick up my Life with Louie cartoon pasta in your supermarket canned pasta aisle. Because that's what you want to feed your kids, isn't it? That's what you want to feed your children is pasta with a picture of a big, fat guy that's probably going to drop dead at any given moment. That's a great thing to feed your child. Yeah, it's pasta shaped like my big fat ass. Yes, in a brown sauce. Just the way you like to eat it.
Bob, what's up?
Oh, and hey.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yo, man, you almost smashed up my car, man.
Why?
I'm drinking water, listening to the bit driving on the LIE. All of a sudden, I hear the Louis Anderson fart. Water spits out of my mouth. And there's no wipers on the inside of the car. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. Right.
Right? I'm trying to wipe the window down driving. People look at me laughing hard. And at the same time, trying to control the steering wheel.
Oh. Anthony,
what are you guys doing to me, man?
Anthony, in rare form today. All right, Bob, thank you. Glad you like that one. Bye.
Listen to this, Anthony.
Louie. You got the ID, and then when you say ad-lib?
It's right after it.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Listen, so Mark asked him to do an ID for our show, and he reads the stupid script, and then Mark goes, could you ad-lib one for the guys?
Want to ad-lib one?
Nah.
Nah, I've had enough.
Nah, it's too much work for me already. I said like 8 words, and I haven't eaten a thing.
Want to ad-lib one?
Nah.
It sounded like
what a scumbag,
Mark,
man.
It sounded like he intimidated you. What's wrong? Thought he was going to take a bite at your arm or something?
Yeah.
Fat and ugly. What am I going to do?
Thought he was going to gnaw at you?
Night times when Louis Anderson comes cruising.
No. That'll be another 20 minutes.
Lifeless eyes like a doll's eyes. Little tenderizing down you go. Louis Anderson just keeps pounding and pounding. Water turns red with blood.
But I thought that was Al Roker.
And looked up one morning, saw PBY flying over. That's when I was most scared. Thought Louis Anderson was coming for me. Saw Louis Anderson eat a rocking chair once. Louis Anderson can't go down with 3 barrels.
Eddie, what's up?
Gotta be 20 foot, maybe 25 with 3 tons on them. I think I saw that episode.
15,000, I'll get you the head, feet, the whole damn Louis Anderson.
Oh, man.
We got to take a break.
Man. Yeah. Take a break. I gotta eat.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, Opie, wow. Boo-boo-boo.
More stupidity on the way.
1037 WNEW.
It's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're gonna have to, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Opie and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
Go screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible. 1037
WNEW.
And we're here. Help me, William. Oh, dear.
Dr. Smith in the studio today.
Spare me the poisonous barbs, Opie. I would. Oh, when I get home. Sweet home. Oh, William. I'm a pedophile lost in space.
I was going to say that. You are a pedophile lost in space.
Yes.
What have you done to William?
Oh, dear. Take him into his little room and tuck him in for bed. Oh! No chicks for me.
No,
maybe little Penny.
Yeah.
Little Penny.
Yeah, why didn't you go after Penny? He was the piece of ass.
That's what everyone would have expected.
Right.
That's what the Robinson family expected. They never thought I'd go after young William. No. And then Major West.
Yeah.
Major West screwing Judy. Fine piece of gas, but she's a girl. I like young boys like William.
Wow, this is an exclusive. Are you finally admitting this on our show today?
Yes.
Yeah?
Dr. Zachary Smith, pedophile!
Lost in space.
My schween is like the robot's arm. Warning! Oh, dear. Help me! I have a robot in my pants!
You can't figure that out.
Help me! I want to go home. Sweet, sweet home. Where I could coach a boys' soccer team or something. I'm getting tired of young William. The same little supple ass every night. Help me. Oh, dear. I'm always fouling things up with a hydroponic garden.
I was going to say, if you really wanted to go home, why are you always getting everyone in trouble?
I can't help it.
Yeah.
I'm a buffoon. A pedophile buffoon. Young William. Oh, dear. Looks like a plucked chicken, doesn't he?
Come on.
Take him off in that stupid little vehicle we drive in. Have a threesome with that pointy-eared monkey. Oh, dear. Help me! Help me! I want to go home!
Dr. Smith, everyone. To start off the Opie and Anthony
show. Oh, boy.
Gotta love having a TV in the office.
Yeah.
Helps the show tremendously.
Did you see him?
I did see him, yes.
Dr. Smith, he had some fat opera star after him or something.
In a Viking outfit, right?
In a Viking outfit. And
the best part was another stupid prop, though.
Yes, I had this wacky hatchet.
It was a wooden hatchet. You could tell it was wooden, and then they painted it like gold to make it look like some type of metal.
Oh, dear, not that much of a budget on that show. Help me, William.
What was he doing with that hatchet?
Nothing. I'm a big pussy.
Yeah,
I'm such a pussy. I'm always hiding behind young William.
Right behind him. Yes,
very closely. Yeah, very closely.
Why are you so close to the boy, Dr. Smith?
Yes, very close to the young boy. Very close.
Dr. Smith, my senses are reading you're getting a boner.
Shut up, you clattering clunk of collisionist junk.
Of course I have a boner.
Hey, Dr. Smith.
Look at the boy.
Is it true you're exploring black holes in space?
Yes, black holes. Yes, where's Gary Coleman? He at least looks like a young boy.
Pardon me. Dr. Zachary Smith would like a blow-up doll in the shape of an 8-year-old boy.
Yes, William.
Something in a hairless model.
Oh, dear.
Dr. Smith, you sick son of a bitch.
Yes, I like them like a plucked chicken.
Dr. Smith, you are a pervert.
Shut up, you bubble-headed booby.
Dr. Smith, remove yourself from that boy.
Shut up. You cannot deny me the simple pleasures being lost in space. Help me. I can at least get a little trim from a plucked chicken. It's the later episodes that are airing now, though. William was getting a little too old for me.
Yeah, what was...
Reaching the age of 13 or so.
I was going to say, what was he, 10?
Why can't they just stay 8 years old? What a trusting family. Letting me take him out on that empty planet to do whatever I please. I can't say that, Rick. Shut up, you bubble-headed booby. At least we didn't have to deal with spicks.
Anthony.
You think I would go on the air and make a complete buffoon of myself?
Anthony.
My tampon is sitting a little askew today.
Anthony. 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 Anthony.
20 girls want to bang me.
20 girls want to bang me.
Okay, 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's FU Friday with Opie and Anthony.
Hey. What's that mean?
The fax is coming in like crazy. If you want an FU on the pile, the fax line, 212-957-9639. Just make it short and to the point so we can read as many of these as possible today, okay?
Absolutely.
Anthony, you want to explain FU Friday to all the brand new listeners? We got a lot of them lately.
Do we?
I think so.
Maybe since we're an award-winning radio show. Brand new listeners. FU Friday, it's your forum, your day. You've been pissed off all week. Who pissed you off? Your boss? Husband, wife, whatever. We give you a forum to bitch to our listeners. You can hear it. Yeah, our listeners can hear you bitching, and you can bitch to them.
There you go.
Gives you a little outlet so you don't go postal.
And the easiest way is through the fax line, okay?
Yes.
Can I start the festivities today? Can I have the Daily News, Anthony, please, really fast?
You have an FU?
Oh, yeah. FU to David Hinckley once again. From the Daily News, who writes the radio column.
Yeah.
Ant and I won the AIR Award for Best Afternoon Drive Show yesterday.
I'm very proud of our award.
We're a little embarrassed because, I'm not going to lie to you, the AIR Awards is kind of a joke.
It's pretty ridiculous.
But whatever, it's a good honor, and we appreciate it. So,
page 132 of the Daily News today.
Yeah.
David Hinckley runs down all the winners of the Air Awards.
Uh-huh.
This just shows you what people think of you and I in this town, as far as the rest of the media goes. They have everyone listed in bold print.
Right.
Bold print, okay? Like, you know, Best Morning Show, Elvis Duran and the Zoo, okay? Elvis Duran's name is in, you know, bold print, okay?
Yeah.
Lisa Taylor, Best Midday Show. Sharon Stevens, Best Weekend Show, okay? Everyone is in bold print, the winners, okay?
Yeah.
Opie and Anthony of WAW, look at that. We're the only one not in bold print.
Oh, yeah, you kind of pass it right over, don't you?
It's just his way of dissing us a little bit. Whatever. Have your fun. Can you believe that?
That's okay. We're the scourge. I love it.
We are the scourge of society.
It's like, who cares?
All right. Oh, before we start the show today.
Too late.
I got to congratulate my fine sister.
Yeah, what's going on there? Oh.
And her husband, Mike. My sister, Holly, and Mike pumped out another kid today.
Pretty fertile over there.
Well, my family is very fertile, Anthony.
Yeah.
I think Jesus. We do so well in the ratings because my family listens.
Keeps growing by leaps and bounds.
They have no choice. They have to be faithful and listen to this radio show. That alone gives us, like, a two share, I believe.
How was he dogging her when it, you know, when it all came together? How do you think? How do you think your little
Cut
sister,
it out!
Your little sister was taking it?
Cut it out.
From behind?
Shut up. Oh. This is a proud and happy moment for my family, and you're wrecking it.
Well, the egg was fertilized at some point.
I would rather not think about how my brother-in-law dogs my sister. Thank you very much.
Think it was something done like
cut it out, or I'm
going
to have
pregnant,
to...
or was it something maybe during the heat of passion? And were they planning it?
Yes, they were.
Oh, so they were banging for a kid.
You son of a bitch.
So there's different positions that work better.
I think we're going to have Fight Club. You and I,
doggy style.
Shut up.
Was she peering around over her shoulder, looking at her?
Yes, this is supposed to be a happy and proud moment for my family.
I know, I'm just saying. You're not stupid. You know how it's done.
Well, for the
people don't get pregnant by swallowing a watermelon seed. Your sister was, you know, getting some of the big beef injection. And,
idiot. I am.
You know, you add an egg plus a little love snot. And what you get is a child.
Hey, douche. Listen to me. I'm stepping out of character today to show a little class.
Yeah.
I have to represent my whole family here today.
Okay.
Most of my family are finding out for the first time that my lovely sister Holly and her husband Mike had a kid. They don't want it described in that way.
I'm sorry about that.
I got aunts and uncles and cousins all over the tri-state area listening to you right now, Anthony.
I'm really, really sorry about that.
I mean, we could be rude and crude right after I make this birth announcement, okay? But I'm stepping out of character here. To wish Holly and Mike.
Yeah. Mike's the guy that's slamming her, right?
You son of a bitch.
You know, she is very fertile. Maybe he's just got a good technique.
Why do you think
I hear, like, the ankles behind the ear.
Shut up! Cut it out! I can't have this.
Don't turn my mic off. Come on.
We made a pact where we don't turn off each other's mics, but I can't have this today. It's a very special day, you ass.
Okay, sorry.
My sister flew in from Florida.
Yeah?
Hasn't heard this radio show in a year. She hasn't heard this.
Right, I just thought, assuming
my other sister,
knew,
of course,
how you know, babies are made.
Yeah, I figured it
They're
out.
Not made, you don't send a little letter to the stork and he brings a baby.
No, I figured
someone's got to get a pounding by a member.
I understand.
And that someone was your sister, just getting slammed.
I know how babies are made because your mom taught me. Now relax. You son of a bitch.
Sorry, I didn't know. You get so upset.
All right. Can I make the birth announcement?
Go right ahead. I will shut up.
Congratulations to my sister Holly and Mike for having a bouncing baby girl.
Ah, girl.
Jamie Lee. Everyone.
All right.
Jamie Lee.
She can grow up and get banged like
Shut up!
Jamie
Lee's a good
Hey, Rick, Rick, stay out of it, because I'll tell everyone what I did to your sister this morning.
Oh, my God. Didn't you do something with her yesterday morning?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Why are you bowing to him, you ass?
You know why they're bowing to Megan? You know why, Opie, you know why Rick is laughing? Because you usually dish this out.
I know.
No one ever gives it back to you.
I understand that. I understand.
Go ahead, turn the microphones off. And
no, all right. Go ahead, have your fun. Go ahead. I won't turn off the
mics. Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
You better run.
You know, I wasn't going there.
You better run. You don't have your little cute little suit on today. I'll kick you right in your nuts.
Well, let's go right now.
Dude, I'm not even going to waste my time with you. If Spaz can beat you up, why should I bother?
Well, you lost some fights too, tough guy.
Dude, Spaz beat you up. That's all I have to say. Spaz.
We lost him twice as
Spaz.
Long.
He's 125 pounds soaking wet. He beat you up.
He beat you up.
Let's know.
Wow.
Opie, obviously, very strong feelings for a family and his sister. We have to stick together.
All right.
And
If you want to continue, I'm going to break out Worst of CD number 35.
Oh, no.
And replay something we're not allowed to replay anymore. Go ahead. Let's see how brave you are.
Let me see what it is.
You know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
You want me to write it down?
Yeah, write it down. Oh, that one. Ow. Yeah, well, that'll leave a mark.
Do you want to continue?
Hey, you know, that's totally not fair. Cause that
why?
Because that wasn't me saying, let's not play that.
Right.
You know, that was my mom.
All right.
But, you know, you are saying knock it off. Now, if Holly called up and said that she was angry about what she was hearing.
Knowing my sister, she's mortified. She doesn't even listen to our radio show.
Thank God.
She's the only one in my whole family that doesn't listen.
How could she find time to listen when she's getting banged by her husband?
Shut up!
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean that.
Okay. Rick, stop laughing.
Rick's just loving this.
Stop laughing.
Look at even Spaz is laughing. Oh, look at him.
Oh, how can you be upset? You set him up with that one.
I was trying to have a nice moment. I stepped out of character, wanted to give a birth announcement before we started the festivities today.
I understand.
I felt like sharing with everyone my joy and excitement
my
family
again.
Is feeling today.
Uncle
Oak. And you wrecked it.
I'm sorry.
You wrecked it.
I was taking your lead and the things I've heard you say in the past about other people and their relationships.
And you've seen my brother-in-law, Mike. He will kick your ass.
How would he find time while he's banging your sister?
Relax, Rick. It's not
sorry,
that
man.
Funny.
Oh, no, no. Oh, it is open.
Relax. It's not that funny. Ken, what's going on?
Hey, listen, you know what? You deserve every bit of it, man. For what you did to Rick that time. I got to tell you.
Why? Rick beat the crap out of me after everything I said.
I could just picture it now. Holly's there saying, Mike, throw your...
Oh, look at Obie hangs up on him.
Wow, you are very defensive.
It's my sister.
No, I respect that. That's good.
All right.
That's very nice.
Spaz, you want a beating? Gary, what's up?
Hey,
what's going on?
How you guys doing? You guys are killing me today.
All right.
Threatening Spaz.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
What's the matter, man? What are you doing to Opie? Opie thinks that his sister is Doris Day, man.
I know. I understand.
Hey, Opie.
Here it comes.
Hey, Opie.
Yeah.
Doris Day used to bend over and grab her ankles, man.
Oh, you guys wrecked it. You know that they tape these birth announcements when one of my sisters or brothers has a kid?
Do they?
And then they play them every year and stuff. This is what they're going to get to hear for the next 25 years?
Gee, I'm sorry I wrecked it like that.
Patricia, what's up?
You guys are so mean to him.
What?
You're so mean. You guys are big F you to you guys. Anthony, you're being so horrible right now.
How? Well, what am I doing?
It's just so cruel. Opie's trying to be, like, sincere. I mean, you're ranking on his sister. That's, like...
Yeah, we don't...
That's taboo.
Yeah, we don't rank on sisters around here.
Oh, yeah, right. You're always talking about banging my sister. I don't want to hear
it. And wait, did somebody call your sister a hooah?
A hooah. I love it. Only, there is only a small section of New York that you will ever hear whore said like that in the world.
No, I hear what?
Somebody call her a hooah.
Said it like that.
Where are you from? Like, where the hell are you from?
Listen, I don't say hooah. I say whore or ho, baby.
Who? Where are you from?
Ho. I'm from New York.
Oh, South Shore?
Born and raised.
Long Island?
Yeah. No. You really want to know? Queens.
Oh, Queens? Queens says
hooah? Queens says hooah.
I didn't know that.
I left Astoria a long time ago.
Well, I wasn't from Astoria, but...
Now they say
whore. Now they say ho,
yeah,
ho.
How do they say whore in Greek?
I don't know. But baby.
All right. Well, thank you for sticking out for me, Patricia.
Opie, I love you. You guys are great.
All right. Are you happy?
Congratulations.
Uncle Opie.
You happy for my sister?
Of course.
Okay. Jamie Lee, everyone. My sister.
I love that name.
My sister's new kid. Hey.
Jamie Lee.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I'm waiting for one of my brothers to call to kick your ass, because they're not going to be as nice as I
don't know. That's just a little odd. That
Ken, what's up?
So defensive.
All right.
Uncle Ope.
Yeah.
Listen, you see, I don't understand. You get the power, and now you start hanging up on people?
See?
That's not right.
You know. You believe him?
No.
I mean, you're dishing out to everybody.
Ann was hanging up on people.
No. Come on. You dish it out to everybody. You should be able to take it once in a while.
I could take it, but I know my sister can't. She's mortified right now.
Well, you know what? And she'll call up. Wait, well, Mike will call up. And you'll tell him that's the deal, just like we did with Anthony and his mother. Same?
Oh, look at... Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know,
I see what's going to happen today.
All right.
Obviously, Ed couldn't take your statement. He had to dump
that's
out of it.
Okay.
Okay, I see where we are today, Ed. Well,
but wait, isn't it an open forum?
Well, I thought until I just saw Ed reach for that button.
It is.
You see, if everybody else had a dump button, they wouldn't be listening. That's why we're all listening.
All right.
Well, you know?
Thank you, Ken.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Oh. Lewis, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Opie?
All right.
Can you send my regards to your sister and my kid?
Oh, my God.
All right, look.
Cut it out.
All right.
Rick, cut it out. You had fun. You guys had 20 minutes of fun.
No, it's only been 12.
You've been keeping track, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, my sister had a kid today. Thanks, Rick.
That's good. Very nice. Only 18 years till she's legal.
You son of a...
What?
I'm glad you said that,
and I did. F you, a-hole. F you.
Look
at you. Psychomont just laughing
F
in the other
you,
room.
F you, a-hole.
Come on, Ope, right?
18 years.
F you, a-hole.
I thought we were all having fun. Wait, what happened? Psycho Mark coming in and going 18 years all excited. Sorry, Mark, you didn't have a boy.
Jesus, man. This is getting really ugly.
Look at Spaz.
Look at Spaz.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, he stopped doing it, right?
Dude, I would keep... I would...
Fight Club.
I can't because of my eyes. I have 2 more days left.
My eyes. They're going crazy.
Can't do anything.
You're
I swear to God, I can't do crap for 2 more days.
Dude, you could take him easy.
F you, a-hole.
Oh, my God.
Can we take a break? Can we take a break?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. Well, congrats, Holly and Mike.
Yes, congratulations.
I'm
sending my congratulations.
Can I do this so at least they could play, like, maybe 10 seconds of this tape 10 years
from
now?
All right, go ahead. You won't hear a word from me.
Don't laugh.
I won't even laugh.
Congratulations to my sister, Holly, and her husband, Mike. On their bouncing baby girl, Jamie Lee. Okay?
Okay.
What are you getting ready over there? Go ahead, play it.
I didn't.
Go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
All right.
I said I wasn't going to say anything. All right, we'll be back with the program. 212-757-1027 if you want in. Fax line 212-957-9639.
Opie.
Sleepy hands, always me a pants.
Too late.
And Anthony.
Yeah. I'm just a plain fag.
More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
It's FU Friday with Opie and Anthony on 1027 WNEW.
Hello.
Fax line 212-957-9639 if you want to get your FUs in today. And, of course, you can do it live on the phone, 212-757-1027. Let's go to Danny. Danny, what's going on?
Yeah, I want to give a big F to you to Will Pendarvis.
Why even mention his name?
Because he was, yesterday I was listening to him, and he was talking about you guys.
So?
Everyone else is. Why not him?
Everyone else is, right.
I don't know. I just think he's a douchebag.
Well, he's below us now. We don't even acknowledge he exists. It was fun. Yes. It was fun messing with him for what? I think that battle took exactly 2.5 hours to win. So let him talk about us. Whatever.
All right, guys. Want to let you know.
All right.
See you later.
Surprised he has time to talk with all those 92-minute rock block.
92-minute rock block. Garak.
That makes you feel good if you're a DJ and your boss tells you to play 92-minute rock blocks over and over again.
Yeah. Really gives me an opportunity to tell my personality. Yeah, with a 92-minute rock block.
But the same crusty tunes we've been playing for the last 8 months.
Have fun.
Anyway, Anthony.
Very on happy. To, other things.
Very happy day for my family, obviously.
Yes.
With my sister. I'm leading to something here because we're going to move on to other things with my sister having a daughter today, Jamie Lee. Get out of here, a-hole. We're done for now. But Anthony, did you hear the big news?
Aw. Old little Jamie Lee now.
It's okay. It's okay.
Aw. What? I'm just playing babies now, that's all.
All right. You're not going to do anything
I wouldn't
over
do
the top over there, are you?
No, because I have some limits on things I say, unlike some people around here. But
all right. You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
I'm not going to insult your family's happy moment.
Anthony, did you read about Celine Dion in the paper today?
Yeah.
Everyone waiting for our comments on Celine Dion. It's being reported in the papers today that she is pregnant with twins, Anthony.
Woo!
Now, one paper's saying that she's pregnant with twins. The other's saying it's false. It's not true. I would like to think that it is true. And that Celine Dion is pregnant with twins, and
twins. Oh, Jesus Christ. What, they freeze our husband's sperm or something? Did you see that? He has cancer, so they froze his sperm, and she was impregnated with her husband's frozen sperm.
Yeah.
I guess because what kind of cancer does he have that he can't just give her the high hard one and do it that way?
Well, they wanted to, you know, make sure they were going to have kids.
Right, with Noka. Well, that's something.
His sperm live on. I am pregnant. Finally. We have been trying for so long to get pregnant. And finally, my husband's sperm slammed into my egg. Much like the mighty Titanic slammed that iceberg. Splitting it open and fertilizing an egg. To make another Celine, hopefully. Hopefully my legacy will live on, as will my camel toe. It is such a happy moment for my 58-year-old husband, Rene, when he found out I was pregnant with twins. Do you know, twin hippos could fit side by side in my camel toe. But these are just twin babies. All of the sperm that was swimming around in the icy waters of my uterus. Do you know, most of them die?
Yeah.
Most of the sperm never make it.
Correct.
They die there in the icy waters of my uterus. But two sperms lived on, swimming, using all of their might to find the egg to cling to. These sperms are the one that fertilized the eggs. While the others died, these sperms were true survivors. Do you know my twin children can grow to adulthood and still fit out of my camel toe? That huge crevasse between my legs. You should see. You know the reason it had to be artificial insemination?
No, why?
They say because Rene had cancer, and they froze his sperm and put it in. But the truth of the matter is, he could not even feel the sides of my mighty camel toe. I am so huge. He kind of slammed it against the side a couple of times, but it did not work.
Now this
frozen... So they made a sperm popsicle.
Now this frozen sperm, was it as blue as...
Yes.
As blue as DiCaprio at the end of Titanic?
Yes. That's what they look like, the sperm frozen, like Leo at the end of Titanic. My sperm will go on. It was like having an ice pop in there. The frozen sperm of my husband Rene. But I can have twins now. And I will dress them in little jumpsuit suits to show off their tiny little camel toes. Just like mommy. My camel toe will live on. My camel toe will go on.
All right, it's a happy day for Celine and Renee.
Yes, congratulations to Celine.
Twins.
Pregnant with twins.
Boy, that's got to be something for the OBGYN checking her out. All right, Celine, hop up on the table. All righty, why don't we take a look over... Oh, my. Look at the size of that. Let's just... Oh, hello. Echo. Celine, wow, you got a lot of room in here. Yeah, let me, you know, I don't even need instruments. I'm just going to crawl right in, take a look around firsthand. We don't need a sonogram or anything. Wow, here, deep inside Celine's womb. Look at the size of this place. Is anyone in here?
In here, in here, in here.
Pinocchio! Freezing in here. It's like a Venus fly snatch. You gotta watch out. Scoop me right up. Man, where the hell's the light switch in here? It's pitch black. Oh my god. God damn. What's that, trout? Just gonna climb way up here and... Yeah, I could open up a water park in here. People could just slide right back out. Wherever you... So I'm playing the snatch flute. Oh my god, it's a T-Rex. What the hell's that doing in here? I just walk over here. Oh my god, it's disgusting. Who the hell's that sitting there?
Buddy Edson, what are you doing in Celine's womb?
Oh my god, look, it's that little Kittner boy from Jaws. Wasn't a shark after all. You're swimming, you got sucked up by Celine's huge cage. There's another walk over here. See who's in here.
Can we see your stuff?
Opie! Hey, how you doing?
Alright, we're just going to go for a little pap smear here. You might feel a little pressure. There we go. I think I got enough of that.
Wherever you are, I believe.
Alright, I got to get out of here. Oh my God, look at this. This place is huge. Oh my God, what the hell's that? It's coming right for us. Don't even know what it was, but better safe than sorry.
Oh, very good.
We gotta do a little bowling. I see a light. Oh, my God, it's a tractor-trailer in Celine's womb. Oh, there it is. It's a little baby. Look at the camel toe.
Can you walk out of her womb and step out of her pants, please?
I better get out of here. All right, Jill's coming out to the exit here. Let's stop right around the corner. Oh, no way. Jesus. I feel much better. Hey, what's coming after me? Is that an Apache attack helicopter?
All right, well, there you have it.
Celine having a twins. Congratulations.
On CBS. Congratulations to Celine and her husband there.
Maybe that's where the CBS FM broadcast from. Celine's womb.
With that, let's take a break. We'll be back in just a bit here. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Screwing off once again.
Absolutely.
On this fine FU Friday. 212-757-1027 is our phone number. The fax line is 212-957-9639. We found a girl that could shoot stuff from her private area.
More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Phone line 212-757-1027. It's FU Friday. Hey, guys. I want to say a big FU to Sean Hannity because he bashed you guys for winning the afternoon award show.
Really?
If he wants the award that bad, we'll have Spaz walk it over to the radio show.
Take it over. Put a piece of masking tape over our names and you can write it up.
Trust me, it's no big honor. If you really need it that bad, we'll walk it over to you right now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to some FUs. Brian, what's going on today?
Yeah, I just lost my girlfriend, my best friend, today in school. I was in school, and I was walking down the hallway, and I saw my girlfriend kissing my best friend. So I ran over there and kicked his ass.
Dude,
I want to give a big FU out to my friend, my ex-friend now, Ryan.
So your best friend stole your girl, and you beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens all the time.
Yeah, well, it was saying like that other guy who got beat up by the guy who, like, stole the girl.
Right.
Yeah, oh.
All right.
All right, thanks very much, guys.
Well, thanks for sharing.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about this guy. Ken, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Hey, did you watch Millionaire last night?
Rick was telling me. Rick, grab a mic. I heard there was a guy in last night that lost.
First question.
The first questions are made for, like, kindergarten kids that are watching the show.
Nursery rhyme.
The most pathetic look on the guy's face after he lost. And you should have seen Regis.
What a stupid bastard, Gelman.
I want to give you.
I can't believe it.
Well, it was brown after that.
Well, Ken, explain what happened.
Well, it was, you ever hear that little nursery rhyme, Little Jack Horner sat in the corner?
Right.
Well, the answers were pulled out a plum, blackbirds, and two other ones.
Well, second is done. He pulled out a plum is supposed to be the answer.
Right.
What did he pull out?
He pulled out blackbirds, and he was confident on that.
Yeah, the guy was like cocky and stuff. He's like, He goes, are you nervous? He goes, oh, no, nobody's watching me, Regis.
Are you nervous?
They don't even comment on it. They went right to commercial, and they're like, they didn't even say anything about it.
They did. Mom. Didn't you watch Regis? He was freaking out over it. Regis was just like, as soon as he heard the guy's answer say Blackbird, Regis just pops his head up like a chicken, like, huh? What? And he starts pulling at his collar, like, and looking at the guy like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you
That's
positive?
Your final answer.
He didn't even get to that part.
Is it your final answer, you stupid buffoon? You're dumber than Kathy Lee.
And the guy was adamant about his answer.
What a jerk off.
He didn't win no money. Zero.
He was certain it wasn't a plum.
He was certain. And Regis afterwards, he goes, well, that's never happened before.
Our first loser.
Loser, I mean, didn't get the first question right.
Didn't get the first rhyme question.
Like Ralph Cramden on the $64,000 question. Remember that one? I will forge ahead to the $64,000 question.
Right.
And he like misses the first one. Popular music. His answer was Ed Norton. Who wrote Swanee River?
Ed Norton.
Yeah, but Regis was all freaked out last night, huh?
And the kid was young. He was like 24, so you know he's going back to his friends like, you loser. You know, because it's just like, he's just going to get pounded for years on that one.
Man.
Oh,
too funny. I'm bummed I missed that
what
one.
What an asswipe!
Regis was so surprised, man.
That's classic.
Kathleen. First question.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi.
Hi.
I saw Stephen Lynch last night at Rascals in West Orange.
Funny
awesome
guy.
Show.
Yeah.
It was even better live than hearing him on the radio because he had the coolest facial expression.
Yeah, I mean, the whole act is great. I mean, we always recommend you guys go check out Stephen Lynch when he's in the area.
Yeah, he was great.
Cool.
And he plugged you guys a couple times, too.
Well, we definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're all good buds around here. Mm. How was the crowd? Pretty good?
It was a little empty. Not really empty, but, I don't know, really bad snow. I sat 2.5 hours traffic to get there. So.
Oh, yeah. It was a horrible night last night.
There was a couple tables empty, but it was pretty full.
Cool.
It was a good crowd.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
All right.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Larry, you're next on WNAW. What's up? Hey, Larry, you're up.
Hey, it's me, man.
Hey.
Hey, I was watching Regis last night, and after the guy missed the answer, he goes, hey, I was just thinking, I kept thinking about Blackbird, and Regis goes, you're done, you can't answer anymore.
You're finished, you idiot.
What an idiot. Oh, the guy was just a buffoon.
Yeah.
He was like a kid, he was about 20 years old.
Kathy Lee's cans have a higher IQ than you.
Oh my God, she was braless this morning.
Really?
Oh, that is just a scary sight.
You know, I've been reading the stories in the paper and stuff, but I never saw it for myself until this morning.
Oh my God, yeah, they're way down like that.
She still thinks she's like this young, nubile chick. And she's definitely up there in years, getting there. You know, she shouldn't be wearing no bra because those things are sagging.
And, like, they look like you say, socks filled with sand.
Fill up tube socks full of sand. And
turn them, like, sideways, too.
Yeah.
They had some kind of banana thing happening.
What the hell's going on in your dress, Kathy Lee? It's like you got a couple of aliens coming out of your body.
Man, I finally saw it for myself today. I could not believe what I was looking at.
Yeah.
No one is telling her that, you know, you're a little too old for this.
Who's going to tell her that?
She'll
probably have you fired, you know? You walk up by Kathy Lee, just like tell you, maybe you're a little, you know, maybe you should wear something a little more flattering to your figure.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Well, your boobs are hanging like sweat socks full of sand.
Oh. All right, let's take a break. We got to play Regis Goes Hollywood from the ONA archives, and we'll be back. Stay there.
I don't need that bitch anymore.
Whoa, Regis.
I'm a popular man.
Regis, what's up?
My new show, Millionaire.
Yeah, it's all over the paper.
I'm huge, Gelman. I don't have to sit next to that droopy can bitch.
Regis, you going Hollywood on us?
I've always been Hollywood. It's the real Regis coming out.
You're bigger than ever these days.
I'm huge.
With that game show of yours.
Huge.
Huge, yes.
Gelman, bring me Co-Cars.
Your lifestyle changing a little bit?
It's always been wild.
Yeah.
But now I don't have to hide it.
Yeah.
I used to go to Westbury Music Fair.
Yeah.
And sing and pick bimbos from the audience and bang them backstage. You've seen the Motley Crue documentaries.
Yeah.
I send Gelman out for bimbos. Gelman, there's a young girl of 50 or 60. Pop your teeth out, you whore. Tongue it. Tongue it. I'll lick the geritol off your ass. Gentlemen, there's one in the front row. Give her a heart monitor and send her back here. I love old Gash.
You're just going Hollywood.
I love it.
Getting the groupies from the show.
I'm big now. I'm getting ratings.
Yes, you are.
That slut bear Kathy Lee, I don't need her.
No, you don't.
Bend her over that coffee table on the live show.
She's not wearing a bra these days, though. Those things would hit the floor.
I'll can if her.
Wow. Come on.
That's the question on tomorrow's Millennium 2000 trivia question.
Oh, yeah?
We do every morning.
All right, what's the
Where
question?
Am I going to have Kathy Lee? Right in the cans. You see those things? I could do that and then tie them in a knot. Tomorrow's guest, Dirty Sanchez, on the show.
Is that a Christian musical group or something?
No, it's the Dirty Sanchez. Make Kathy Lee look like the Frito Bandita.
Oh.
Whore! Bury it deep, you whore!
No wonder we have no ladies listening to our show.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. It's FU Friday. 212-757-1027 is our phone number. Let's go right back to the phones and talk to Mike. Mike, what's going on today?
Hey, what's up, man? I was watching TRL, and there's some guy trying to copy Psycho Mark.
What is he doing?
He's got the orange sign. He's got a sign.
Uh-huh.
He's doing a poor attempt. Orange sign with, like, very thin pen. He wrote, wow.
Oh, cool.
He's trying to do it right now. And he's, like, jumping up. He's doing a better job than Psycho Mark, man. He's jumping like crazy.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well,
and there's five people behind him, too.
Well, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for other people to take the lead that Mark has put out there. We're looking for... what was the word? It was mutations of Psycho Mark. We were
clones.
Clones, not even clones, like
the spawn.
Yeah, we want Psycho Mark spawns to just flash wow signs anytime you see a live TV shot going on.
Yeah.
And where is the guy? Is he in the street and stuff?
Right. Yeah, he's in the street. He's right behind. There's this some girl dub brat that's hosting it.
Yeah.
And he's right behind them on the left.
Oh, cool.
He's jumping like crazy. Yeah, put it on.
All right, we'll check it out for ourselves.
There's people helping him, jumping out with him, too. So he's got like eight people with him. He's got a big crowd.
Ah, right on. This is what we want to see. We want to take over the city. Every time they do a live show, we want someone behind the news person, with a wow sign or something that has to do with the radio show. Yeah.
You don't need WWF. You got the crowd.
There you go.
All right, man.
All right, thank you, bro.
Thanks a lot, man. You guys suck.
All right, man.
We got him. Is that one? No.
We don't see anyone behind her right now. This would be really cool if people are taking Psycho Mark's lead, though.
Yeah.
We had a hell of a week, I gotta say. I mean, we forgot that Psycho Mark was all over MTV this week.
Yeah.
With the wow sign. Like crazy. There's clips of it on the unofficial Opie and Anthony website. And we were talking to Psycho Mark in our office.
Is that cool?
He's got something planned that is just going to be the atom bomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't even know if we can take credit for this when it happens. Is it your idea?
Yeah, we were talking about it last night.
Don't even say what it is, because it's going to be a complete surprise to everyone when it happens. But that was your idea?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It is an atom bomb, isn't it?
If it happens, and we're not going to say when or where.
Would you just laugh until you vomited if you saw that?
I think officially it would be the funniest thing I've ever seen on TV.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. That's all we can say. But we can't tell you when or where it's going to happen. But if he pulls this off, and let me tell you something. It's very, very possible he will pull this off.
Oh, hell yeah.
And if he does, it will be a huge national story. Huge. I mean, it'll be bigger than big.
Yeah, that's all we could really say.
And I think we'll be on vacation right
after. Yeah, right?
That's why we can't acknowledge that we had anything to do with it.
No. Who are we? It is somebody out there with a sign.
It's a brilliant idea. I wish we could say something now, but we would wreck it.
Yeah.
We would definitely wreck it.
Yeah.
But it, if he pulls this off, holy crap. Joe, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing, Uncle Opie? Congratulations there.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, yeah, you guys see that clip of Rick and Mark with the suit on, the cushion suit on?
Yeah.
On foundyourmusic.com there?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that yesterday. It was going on in the studio.
Oh, it was hilarious, man. I thought when he threw Rick against the record rack right there,
yeah.
I thought all the CDs were going to come down. It's so funny, man.
It was something that was going on, you know, while we were doing our radio show that we'd never even commented on. But Psycho Mark was in riot gear, and Rick was beating the crap out of him, throwing him into the CD rack and jumping on top of him. And it's on the unofficial website.
Great, guys.
Cool.
Keep it up, man.
Thank you, Joe. Where else you want to go? Oh, yeah, we'll go there in a sec. Len, what's going on?
Yeah, did any of you guys see CBS Early Edition this morning?
No.
They were doing a piece about, like, teen movie stars and how they're in all the different movies, and they cut to a clip of Freddie Prinze Jr. hosting TRL, and they had, all you see is, what's his face, a Psycho Mark dancing in the background.
With the wow sign, right?
So if anyone saw it this morning, just ask. So that they could verify it.
That's hilarious.
That's beautiful.
All right, later, guys.
Thank you, Len. Too funny. People want to guess what Mark will do. This is dangerous because we want this one to happen. We share everything with you guys. We share too much because half the time I'll open my stupid mouth and a bunch of things haven't happened because I spoke too soon. So
yeah.
That's the only reason why we can't tell you yet. John, what's up? John?
Yeah?
You want to guess what Mark's going to do?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Is he going to moon the camera?
It's much bigger than that.
Much bigger than that.
That's all I'm going to say. I got to hang up, okay?
Did you guys lose your job over it?
No.
Ah, come on.
I don't think
so.
You
guys are great. Take it easy.
It depends what TV station he chooses.
Yeah.
But I'm guaranteeing it will be huger than huge.
When is he going to try to pull this off, you think?
I don't know. We ought to do it soon, though. It's got to be bigger than the wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like twice the size.
Yeah.
Black on white.
God. It'll horrify people.
Oh, my God.
It will absolutely horrify people. I can't believe you thought of that one, Ed.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. It's definitely great. Gabe, you're next. What's going on?
Not much.
All right.
Hey, I want to give a big F you, someone.
Yeah, go ahead.
F you to that damn Cuban kid. I hate him.
The raft boy?
Yeah, I hate him.
Why
he's
do you
very
hate him?
Popular.
His grandparents are coming over now. Take right. him away.
I think we should just send him back.
Exactly.
It's a big deal.
It's a pain in the ass. I feel sorry for him, though, because a year from now he's going to be all screwed up in the head.
I feel sorry for him because they don't really care about his, you know, the feelings of the kid. It's just a whole political mess is what it has become.
Yeah, it's Cuba against the United States.
Right.
Learn about Cuba, eating some food.
Hey, the ironic thing is my last name is Castro.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah.
No kidding.
You're commie? You got a big beard?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Heard of a snatch.
Too much information, Gabe.
Ah, that's funny.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Everyone is guessing what Mark's going to do. It's pretty funny. I'll just read them instead of going to the phones. Mark on TV, naked with wow sign. Will Mark run on the field of the Super Bowl? Anything is possible. That's all we'll say, okay?
Yeah.
All right, we got to play this for Raft Boy, and we'll be back.
Drown, drown, Cuban, drown, drown, Cuban, drown. Yeah, Cuban, drown, 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 Cuban, drown.
Refugees, give them a hand. Roll the days just to open up a taco stand. Quenny Cuban flow on a wine bottle cork. Guantanamo Bay is just a 5-minute walk. All your relatives stay away. Remember Ricky Ricardo, Babalu Aye. Look at Mama Cita, she's as big as a boat. You shove a motor up her ass if you thought she'd float. Consider it. Boy, honey, won't drown.
you've been drowned, John, you've been drowned, yeah. You've been drowned, drowned, drowned.
Ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027 WNEW.
Rick is handing me a fax from Kim. Please send an FU to my husband, Tom, because his sperm was too retarded to find my egg last month.
Too retarded. That's great.
I'm not pregnant. Hopefully this month's batch will have enough intelligence to find the egg. I also want to say happy 5th anniversary to my husband.
His retarded sperm.
His retarded sperm couldn't find Kim's egg this month.
How many millions of those things? Ooh, millions, right?
Yes. Every sperm is sacred, Anthony.
Aren't there ones that fight the other ones? And like they got the real strong one, smart one, and they're just swimming.
Right.
Kicking ass.
Sure.
Bouncing each other out of the way.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, right up the middle.
I'm not going to get it. No.
Like the other ones are duking it out. Whizzing by. Only to be knocked into the womb, side of the womb.
No, slow and steady with chlorazo.
Before you know it, a couple of years later, you're like, Daddy! What happened?
Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
Just the best radio you guys can come up with.
1027 WNEW.
Quick physical break there, Korn. Falling away from issues. Boom, man, before that. It's FU Friday. The facts keep rolling in here.
Yeah.
212-957-9639. I don't know who sent this in, but it's a great one. Hey, guys, here's a tidbit on how stupid the news is. I was watching Fox News last night. Their top story was the Seton Hall fire. So they say, coming up, more info on the Seton Hall fire, plus an exclusive interview with a student who slept through the whole ordeal. Hello? Can you imagine this interview? Reporter. So can you tell us what happened? Student. Well, I didn't really see much. I was sleeping at the time. Reporter. You heard it first here. Back to you in the studio. Wow, what an exclusive. I had to turn off the TV. Later, Chris.
Could you ask him if he was asleep on his back or his stomach?
Yes, very good question. The studio wants to know. I love that when they do that follow-up question.
Yeah.
The guy got to put his finger in his ear by a little ear phone thing to hear the studio.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Okay, yes, I will ask him that.
Right.
Like, oh, shut up.
We passed on the kid that slept through the Seton Hall fire.
Yeah.
We could have had him on our show, but...
Thank you.
I mean, what are you going to ask him? What are you going to ask the kid?
Yeah, that kind of made the perfect point.
Yeah, how much weed did you smoke?
Yeah, how much bourbon did you drink before?
I don't know, it was some kind of a, you know, frat thing. And well, I had that...
I was pretty drunk.
I had that laser eye surgery, so I popped a few Valiums and... slept through the whole damn thing.
It's the news. They got to get their own unique angle on everything.
No, it's even worse than that. And every station did it last night. The snow coverage.
Yeah.
Holy cow, we're not retards out here when we're watching TV.
Did anyone call it Snowstorm 2000 yet or anything? Blizzard 2000. See, I'm waiting for the Blizzard 2000.
Nor'easter 2000.
Blizzard of the Millennium. You know, it's like sucks now. They can't call anything of the century yet because it's like the beginning.
Come on.
Give me a break. Like now, it was like, all right, the O.J. trial of the century. All right, it's pretty close to the end.
Yeah, pretty good odds no one was going to beat that one.
No one's going to beat that one. Okay, now it's like, you know, Blizzard of the Century. It's O.O.
Right.
All right? You're making a pretty big statement that in the next 99 years, this is not going to be something worse.
Yeah, but I mean, if the TV stations are listening, we're not retards. We don't go to work on the short bus with hockey helmets.
Ah.
You know, something that's it's supposed to snow in January.
It's supposed to be very cold.
They asked one guy how he was driving in the snow.
How are you driving in the snow? What do you mean, how am I driving in the snow? I thought today was a great day to see how fast my car could go.
Driving maybe a little slower?
And then obviously gives the answer, well, I'm taking a little extra caution out here, a little slippery, not going as fast, blah, blah, blah.
We here at the station recommend you take a little extra time getting where you have to, and don't drive unless you have to.
Right.
So those aimless wanderings about the streets in your car, you know, count those out. Don't drive unless you have to.
Isn't that when you drive anyway?
Right.
You know, I'm going to drive. I don't have to, but I'm going to.
But I'm going to.
Just because I want to.
Bunch of jerks. Have you checked any elderly lately?
Well, better than that, they go, we suggest that you don't leave your pets outside. It's going to be 2 degrees tonight. Oh, gee, thanks for that one. Huh, was going to let little Fluffy out. I thought he liked the frigid cold.
Let's go douse him in water and throw him outside.
Right.
Make a little stiff, little Fluffy sickle.
Every year.
Every year. Same thing. My new apartment's a little cold.
And then they go to the hardware store and they show you that there's no more snow shovels. Everyone bought it for the big storm. Uh-huh.
And snow blowers? Forget about it. Right. All sold out here.
They were interviewing an older guy from Jersey who was snow blowing his driveway. It was hilarious.
Really?
How are you handling this? Well, the snow blower's doing the job for me.
Yeah, pretty good.
Makes me feel young.
How you doing today?
Yeah, pretty good. I got a compressor sounding
snow blower. Give me a snow blower sound, Rick. My new apartment there up?
Yeah.
A little cold. I'm a little concerned. Went down to the landlord.
Welcome to New York. You think you're special?
No, I know.
The heat never works in New York in the winter.
They're kind of the old type radiators, you know?
Uh-oh.
In each room?
Yeah.
With the metal radiators?
Uh-huh.
And, oh my God. At night? Hear that?
Yeah. I didn't know we were having the guy from Police Academy in today.
Thank you. Yes, it's me now.
I'm just surprised you're so cold with all the effing you're doing lately.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. The only thing that protects me from the cold. You know, nice warm body next to you. That'll help.
What's his name?
Yeah, right, Rick.
Again, didn't even bother.
What?
You didn't even bother with the you got me. It was just like...
Yeah, okay, Rick.
Like, whatever.
Why?
Mike, what's going on? Mike?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? All right.
I just wanted to chime in on what you're talking about, Andy, in terms of the recycled stories. You know, when I was growing up out on Long Island, it was just effing cold. There was no wind chill. There was no ambient temperature. You're absolutely right. I mean, these guys, it is the exact same story from last winter.
They got to try to come up with new stuff. That's why they come up with, like, dew points and ambient temperature and wind chills and stuff like that. You know, it's good. It's 5 degrees outside. Or actually, yeah, it's 19 degrees on the thermometer. But with the wind, it's going to feel like it's 10 below.
Well, what is it? Doesn't matter. I'm still freezing my ass off. I don't care what you call it.
It'll feel like it. Well,
do you think that when all the snow melts, we'll have a chance to solve our drought problem?
Mike, the funny thing, too, is why did the TV stations even bother going out to get new footage every winter? Why don't you use the same footage and just update it every 10 years so the cars
look
good?
When it was going to snow last week and it didn't, they ran all those January 96 videotapes.
Yeah.
This is what it could have looked like, but it didn't.
Yeah. They could just run, old footage from New York. And it's like, why are the license plates orange?
How about Penny Crump?
Look at that.
In front of 800 pounds of sand. I'm down here at the sand dunes.
Yeah, down here where the sanitation department is loading up sand to spread on the streets.
And then they have, like, the foreman. What are you going to be doing? Well, we've got all the trucks out tonight. We got them all out.
They're all out there, putting sand on the road. Really?
I'd love to talk to you some more, but I got to go check the ambient temperature outside.
You heard it here, putting sand on the road. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks,
well, thank goodness for them.
Vinny, you're next. What's up?
Yeah, this morning, good to New York. They call it the Big Chill 2000.
Big Chill 2000. It's winter. It's not a Big Chill 2000.
Well, I mean, everything's, it's new to everybody. You know,
snow, cold, you know, it's January.
I don't know about you, but snow's not new to me anymore. Been through it a few times.
Jesus Christ.
All right, thank you, baby.
All right, gotta go back to work. Later. Bye.
Unbelievable. Scott, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Not much.
Listen, he's got a big FU out for you people who can't drive with bad weather this year.
Yeah.
And he's driving crazy.
It's not even bad weather.
Yeah. A little snow in the
road. Mike.
Scott, call back. Your phone sucked. Sorry about that. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're a cop?
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, you're on, man.
You're on, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy, don't listen to the radio. Listen.
I got some guy holding himself hostage in a room here in Astoria, and all those cops are freezing trying to clear the area.
Get out of here! Are you serious?
Serious.
He's holding himself hostage.
Yeah. And you guy holding himself hostage in Astoria.
One more step and the nigger gets it.
Yeah. Remember that from Blazing Saddles? Cleavon Little holding the gun to his head. Remember that scene?
Don't do what he say! Do what he say!
That was hysterical.
That poor man! Somebody save him!
Doug, what's up?
We gotta play the Blazing Saddles clips again.
Yeah,
we got a lot of trouble last time we did that, but... Doug, what's up?
I saw a report of these guys... Remember that snowstorm back, the big one in 3 feet, whatever we had at that time?
Yeah.
They ran out of something to run, so they had this pinhead out there scraping ice off the van. They're like, look, this is what you're doing. They're banging the hood of the truck, getting the crap out of it, trying to get the ice off. I just wanted to jump through the TV and stab this person right in the eye.
So they were pretty much telling us how to scrape ice. That's good. Thank you.
They're out of control.
All right, man. Thanks.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
They've run out of ways to talk about the winter weather. That's what it is. Every year it's the same thing. But you need a real storm to even talk about it. I'm sure we will have Blizzard 2000, whether it's a blizzard or not. I think if we would have gotten like another inch of snow, they would have called it Blizzard 2000.
They would have pulled out the Blizzard 2000 graphic?
Oh, pull the new shiny 2000 graphic with snow blowing on it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Top story tonight, Blizzard 2000. Sucking in New York. We go now to the talking head we put at Kennedy Airport, talking with the runway crews, how they're keeping the runways clear.
Too funny.
Enough.
All right, let's take a break, yeah?
Ah, I wanted to talk to Dan.
Where's Dan? Oh, no problem. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, I went to the Knick game on Monday.
Yeah.
And Star Jones was sitting courtside.
How many seats did she take up?
Well, she had Julianne Moore on one side, you know, the actress.
Sure.
And a little girl on the other side. You could barely see them. And they had no chance of seeing the game.
She's a diva, though. She's a diva.
Oh, they were craning their necks around to try to see the court, and they just had no chance.
Imagine you have, like, courtside seats to the Knicks game, or one seat back.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, second row.
You have second row seats. You're so psyched driving in. You're like, I can't believe I got second row to the Knicks game. You sit down. It's great. Game's ready to start. All of a sudden, oh, you see a little commotion. People are going, oh, look, maybe a celebrity's coming.
Right.
Maybe it's Spike Lee or something. I'll get to see a scene be made right in front of me. Maybe it's a big celebrity that I'm going to see. And then, oh, my God, it's Star Jones. She's like walking onto the court and plops her fat ass right in front of you.
The little girl to her right, she was just dwarfed. You could barely see her.
Now you can't see anything. Big, like the Knicks score, and she jumps up and her arm fat is in your way, just flabbing. Did you see the size of her arms in the Daily News the other day?
Yeah, they had a great picture of it.
Oh my God, it looked like the
they're bigger. Her arms are bigger than my thigh, easily.
It was like more meat on there than that big thing they put on Fred Flintstone's car that tips it over. That's what it looked like, a big chunk of like a Bronto burger. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Her huge arm.
Yep.
And that was just an arm. Like, her whole body's like that. And then she goes on that show, The View, and she's calling herself a diva. And they have Star
beauty tips where she dresses in this, I swear I saw this, a black satin robe. And she's laying on this these satin sheets with candles on a bed, talking about how Star Jones does her diva beauty tip, looking like Shamu. She's like in this black satiny robe. I swear to God, first thing I like to do is knock a little seal around with my tail. I wrap it around the bed and fly it into my mouth.
Well, you know, we sit pretty high up. You usually need binoculars to figure out what celebrities are sitting down there. You didn't need them for that game. You knew who she was right off the bat.
Too funny. It was either Star Jones or a rerun from What's Happening. I couldn't figure out who it was.
Yep.
All right, Dan.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
And they all kiss her ass on that show. You know, Star was on the cover of Big Beautiful Women.
Well, they're scared she's going to eat them.
This month, yeah. She was on the cover, and look at this, huh? And the audience is, woo, they're all clapping. Look at what a beautiful diva she is. Well, honey, and then she tries a little, humor against herself, you know. She's like, well, they touched this up a little bit. I mean, what they do is airbrush out my freckles, the ones I didn't get with the spackle I apply in the morning. And, of course, I'm wearing the special Star Jones diva wig because I got a crew cut under here. I must be beautiful when I rip my clothes off in front of my man and I have to take my hair off.
Star Jones.
Yes.
During the view, Star Jones comes cruising. 1,000 men into the water. 10 men out. Star Jones took the rest. Look at that porker. Look at the size of that porker. You're going to go in that cage? Cage goes in the water. Star Jones in the water. Farewell and adieu to your fair Spanish lady. You saw Star Jones in a rocking chair once. Swallow your whole. Little tenderizing, down you go.
Hey, Quince, would you like to go into Star Jones's gash?
Hooper? Hooper, aren't you watching it? Star Jones can't go down with 3 barrels in it. Hello. Like Star Jones gets up on the back of the Quince post, and Quince slides into her snatch. Blood coming out of his mouth. I'll never wear a life jacket again.
On CBS FM.
Yeah, a lot of votes coming in for that as Bit of the Week, the CBS FM bit.
Cool.
You can still vote for Bit of the Week. I don't know. What do you want to do with the whole rock thing from yesterday? A lot of people saying that we came off looking really bad. A lot of people sending in hate email about that.
Why?
A bunch of other people applauding us for, standing our ground and not letting them into the show yesterday. But, I mean, it is cringe radio at its best.
Yeah.
And I think The Rock came across looking very, very good after the whole mess that was yesterday's show.
Well, he's a company guy, you know. In the best interest of the company, it was good for him to come up here and talk like a gentleman. And apologize to people that promote the product, which is what we did.
He did explain himself. I mean, a lot of people want to hear it again.
But we shan't plug that organization again.
Well, do we want to replay it, though? Because it's good for our radio show.
We could do that, yeah. But it's not like we're plugging them or anything.
All right. Could you get that?
How long do you need?
Like 15 minutes?
Ooh.
Why?
No edits?
Mm.
No, we don't need edits.
Yeah, no problem.
We don't have to clean it up. All right?
Yeah.
So we'll do that very soon, and more of your phone calls, 212-757-1027. Stay there.
Opie and Anthony Afternoons, Mason and Kalinske Mornings, the Radio Chick Middays on 1027 WNEW.
Hey, Anthony.
Yes?
We got to welcome a brand new client to the Opie and Anthony show.
All right.
Listen to the excitement in my voice for this live read.
I can only imagine who it is by the excitement in your voice, Opie.
Got to welcome Diamond Vision and, of course, Dr. Filatov to the Opie and Anthony radio show.
This guy is like...
He is a god in my eyes.
Amazing. Opie had the procedure done?
I had LASIK. LASIK. What, LASTEC? LASIK. LASIK surgery.
Yes, you had LASIK surgery.
Yes. I'm so excited. I forgot what the procedure was called. I apologize, Dr. Filatov.
Yes, and all, you know something? Opie doesn't even have to know the name. All he knows is he can see.
It's a modern-day miracle. I mean, people are sick of me talking about how good my eyesight is now.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were walking around the city the other night at night,
yeah,
I could not believe that the average person sees like this.
He's walking around now just craning his neck trying to see everything. Everything he hasn't seen in years. He smashed his glasses.
Yeah, I smashed the glasses on Monday. Glasses that are so freaking important to me, it's not even funny. I wore glasses since I was in the third grade. Glasses to me is like Viagra to like Hugh Hefner. You know what I mean? He's not leaving the house without his Viagra.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's how I was with my glasses.
You're
Monday.
Freaked out if you didn't have your glasses.
Monday, I came in here 2 days after the procedure. I'm seeing 2015. Better than 2020.
Better than 2020.
Smashed my glasses on the air, and I haven't looked back. I had the surgery, what, Ann? 6 days ago?
Yeah.
No one could tell I had the surgery. I don't even feel like I had the surgery. There's
I think
no
it's
pain. Kinda, there's nothing.
I think it's weird even calling it surgery.
It's a procedure.
You know, because it doesn't even seem like that.
It's
a procedure. You came in. I saw you 2 days after, and you're like, look at my eyes.
Right.
Look at my eyes. You maybe get like an inch from your eye.
And that's,
I was frightened.
Yeah, I know. We usually don't do that.
No,
stuff.
We don't usually get that close.
Unless we're really, really drunk. But
I looked right into your eyeball. You are disgusting, man. I looked right into your eyeball.
Yeah.
And didn't see any different than I saw for years.
No, I highly, highly recommend this. I was looking out our office window, reading signs like that were couple blocks away. I'm looking at, you know, water towers on the top of the buildings.
He's amazed.
I almost got in an accident driving into work because I had to see the skyline for the first time in detail. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I had no problems with my night vision whatsoever. My night vision sucked before the procedure. Sucked. And remember how scared I was a week ago?
You were petrified.
Absolutely petrified because I've been looking into the surgery for about a year. Looked into a bunch of doctors. And Dr. Filatov made me feel very, very, very comfortable. I went up there. He has like three offices in Greenwich, Connecticut, Westport, Connecticut, and here in Manhattan. Talked to him. By the time he talked to me, I was ready to go. And matter of fact, during the procedure, I was mellow, talking to him like it was no freaking big deal.
How about that? Now you see fine. You see better than people without glasses.
I'm like John Travolta.
Yeah.
Boy in the plastic bubble.
You finally got
Remember when John got out of the bubble and enjoyed that day with his girlfriend and stuff?
Yes.
That's how I feel every day now. It's like a whole freaking new world out there. I swear to God.
Boy in the plastic bubble.
I swear, though. I'm very excited that they decided to advertise on our show because I'm very, very, very happy with this, okay?
Very good.
It's Diamond Vision with Dr. Filatov. The phone number, 1-800-984-2020. Very easy number to remember, 1-800-984-2020 for Diamond Vision and Dr. Filatov. If you need that number, don't hesitate. Please email me or give us a call here at the station, okay?
Right.
1-800-984-2020. 1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. It's FU Friday. Having a lot of fun today.
Hell yeah.
Lots going on. If you want to get in, we are taking your votes for Bid of the Week. Looks like the CBS bid is in the lead right now, but a lot of fun and interesting things have happened on the show this week, so if you want to get involved with that, that's very cool. We like when you guys get involved with the radio show.
Oh, yeah.
You can send your FUs in through the fax line, 212-957-9639. That's very good, right? Sure. And, I don't know, we're going to replay The Rock's visit from yesterday before the end of the hour, hopefully. Well, right around 5. As soon as Rick gets it together, it's going to take him a couple minutes.
Yeah.
I guess all the wrestling websites are talking about it and stuff. And
yeah, big news, of course.
And I don't know. You know, a lot of people think we're dicks for what we did yesterday, and a lot of other people think it was cool that we stood up for something we believed in. And you could decide for yourself. Either way, whatever. I thought The Rock came across pretty good, actually, yesterday.
Sounded like a gentleman, you know.
You know?
Could be just the corporate line that he was supposed to take.
Could be. We don't know.
Yeah.
I accept his apology. I accept his, you know, explanation that he gave yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that he did that for us. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
What do you got there, Mark?
Oh, it's Robin.
Oh. Don't you have work to do?
Yeah, don't you have a spot to produce or something instead of walking around with a Stern wig on? And
pathetic, man.
Oh,
all right, go away.
Oh, that tool.
Graham, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
All right.
How you doing? I'd just like to congratulate you guys on standing up to The Rock. I think he's a piece of garbage, and you really showed him what's what. Happy that I didn't understand what was going on.
Well, I don't think it was about us showing him anything. It was just, you know, stating our case, and he stated his case, and then we didn't allow him into the studio.
But that was hilarious, man.
All right. Cool. Well, we appreciate it.
All right, guys. Keep
Thanks,
going,
Graham.
Man.
All right.
Love you. Bye.
And we'll replay that, and that's it for a while with the WWF.
Yeah.
Right in.
That's it.
Okay, listen. I don't know if you've seen the audio yet, but it's all over CNN. Mike Tyson's over there. Is he fighting again this weekend? I've lost track of Tyson. I guess he's
in England
fighting, trying to get his boxing career on track again.
And the people just thrilled to have him.
Yeah.
they can't stand him. They're outside his hotel just protesting, saying that they should throw Mike Tyson out of England.
Mostly the women's groups, Anthony.
The women hate him.
The women hate him over there. They don't appreciate what he's done to women over here in our country, so they feel he doesn't belong in their country.
He was put in prison for rape,
mm-hmm.
raping a woman. And then there were allegations by his girlfriends and ex-wives about abuse, all kinds of stuff.
He should have to go back to prison for marrying the lady he's with now.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
That's not funny. What are you talking about?
So, on CNN, they got footage of Mike Tyson. I guess the protesting has gotten so ugly that they had to bring Mike Tyson to a police station because they're just protesting wherever he goes. So he's out this window at the police station with a megaphone trying to talk to the lady protesters.
Well, that's what you want him to do, like talk to the protesters. That won't piss them off any more than they already are, right? Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, you limey bitches. Any you limey bitches want to come in here and see who could take a punch like Robin Givens? Come here, you bitches. I'm going to kick your ass. Come here, I hope you're the first one. Look at you, you toothless bitch. Come here.
Should we shag?
Oh.
Thanks, Rick.
I had it all set up.
Rick, F me up. Rick, get up. Get away from me. Make me sick. I had everything already pushed. Here, Rick, get out of my face. I'll punch you. Look, Rick, yeah, you scream like a bitch, Rick, don't you? You scream like a limey bitch. Come here, you pasty white English whore. Why are they so angry at me? Why are they angry? Because your queen is a twat? Come here. Oh, look, it's the queen. Come here, queen. Oh, come on, body blow. Screw you. You can't even take a punch. You're like Sphinx. You're like Sphinx. I came out of the corner and pounded him. Now I'm going to bend the queen over a chair and do her in the caboose. Just like I did to that Miss USA or whatever the hell it was I banged. I went to prison for that. I was a man in prison. Prison. Why do I sound like the mad dog? Wait. I'm going to make you look like Lady Di after I'm done with you. You're going to be bleeding. You can rest assured. Where's Prince Charles? I'm going to bang you in your big ears. Come here. Okay, here's a fine lady. Now, I want to talk sense to you. I have been rehabilitated. I went to prison. I'm just trying to get my fighting career back. Hey, don't look at me like that. What'd I do? I don't even understand. I'm like an animal.
He's like the Beatles over there. They're chasing him around.
Yeah, but they want to kill me. Right. They don't want like a autograph or nothing. They want to kill me. Thank God they're all too much pussies to have guns over here. Even the police don't have them.
Are they throwing...
Look, here's one of them bobbies. With that big stupid hat. Look, I'm kicking his ass. I'm like King Kong. I'm just running around. Remember the King Kong movie? He was in New York and he couldn't do nothing. That's me in England.
Come on.
The cops don't have guns, so I could run rampant. Okay, bastard. Look, I'm beating up the police.
Are they throwing soccer balls at you, Mike?
Yeah, soccer balls is all they got. Look, I'm like a big guard booth.
Yeah.
In front of the palace, and they got them guards with the big fuzzy hats on.
Yeah.
You can't make them change the expression on their face.
Yeah.
Watch this. See his expression now? Now look at this. Look, now it's a bloody expression. I made it change. Now I'm going to take that furry hat and stick it in your keister. And that's only to make room for my giant member. Look, it's Prince William. Look at that fine young little ass. I'm gonna beat him senseless and abuse him. I love England. We're the Spice Girls. I'm gonna skewer them like a shish kebab. I'll get all of them on there at once. Come here, you horse. Come here, you limey horse. You all got bad teeth. Your teeth, they suck. You got the scurvy. I got a cure for that. Yeah, that's the cure. You look at it. You look at it, bitch. Go ahead. Yeah, you ain't never seen no nothing. Where's Hugh Grant? I'm going to do him, too. Come here, horse. All English whores. Lady Di was a whore slut bag. Well, I'm just trying to be popular. I'm like Mighty Joe Young. I'm ramping through the city. Lady Di was a slut whore. Going out with a towel head. Making a country all pissed off at her. Look at me just smacking down beside me. Shut up, bitch. Am I making any headway on winning over the people of England?
Well, they're still a little pissed, Iron Mike.
Well, they're all stupid. They got two TV stations that suck. Yeah, look at my mighty member, you bitch. They only got two teeth in their whole head. I went to the London Zoo.
Yeah.
The other day.
Uh-huh.
And they tried to stop me from leaving. Some about an escapee. Shut up. Sarah Ferguson is a fat bitch. I don't care if she's on that Weight Watchers or nothing. I make her lose weight. I go, come here. You know why you eat so much? Because your mouth works. Yeah, now it don't. Now you lose some weight. You fat bitch. Look, your hair's red. Now so's your nose. And now so's your ass. Oh, look, here's the queen. Come here, queen. Right in the face. You dried up slut. You're making Mike Tyson laugh. Trying to stay in character. Standing up with Rick screwed up my sound effect. Now I'm gonna go climb Big Ben and swat at aircraft. Twas Beauty killed the beast. Hey, it's Fay Wray. Take me back to Skull Island. Nasty ass English people. You've got the big gappy old teeth. I love the Irish Republican Army. I'm learning how to make car bombs. You people Eagles suck. Am I winning them over? Am I winning them over?
I don't think so, Iron Mike.
I appreciated what the Luftwaffe did. They roared with the aircraft back in World War II. Look at this. I'm going to bite off Prince Charles's ears. That's a hell of a meal. He's got some big-ass ears. He's an ugly mother... There you go. I bet he's got a little acorn in his pants because his wife, the whorebag, Lady Di, was going out with a towel head. People of England, your Lady Di was a whore. How am I doing?
You're not doing too well there.
He had a muff like Don King's hair.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
I can eat more flack from you limeys and Prince Charles is going to take it in the leather Cheerio. Come here, Sarah Ferguson. Bend over. I'm going to punch you in the rectum. That's a low blow.
Hi, Mike, everyone.
Let me know if I'm welcome back anytime soon. You guys suck at the Falkland Islands. A bunch of little Mexicans kick your ass. James Bond's a pussy. I better get inside. It's starting to throw stuff at Mike.
You guys sometimes like piss me off, okay?
1027 WNEW.
Oh my god, I can breathe again. 1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey man.
Actually, it's the Anthony show right now.
Nah, come on.
That's alright. I bow to you today, man. I've been around you a long time, man. I haven't laughed that hard in well over a year. Oh, my God. Mike, what's up?
Tom Brokendore just called, and that was the bit of the century, he said.
Of the century.
It was the bit of the aughts, he said.
That was unbelievable.
You guys got to play that again so I can tape that.
You know what? Knowing us, we'll play it before we get out of here again.
Yeah, really, it's Friday.
You could just play it, like, again for the rest of the show. You guys go home.
Yeah, we weren't even supposed to do new stuff today, but... Yeah, maybe we'll end the show with that today.
Hey, great job, guys. That was great. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Man. Thank
Have
you.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Okay,
people seem to like that.
Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey. Right.
Yo, I think you guys got me sent to rehab.
What happened?
I was sitting there smoking my bong, listening to you guys. And when friggin' Anthony starts talking about Prince Charles and his ears, I friggin' started coughing, threw up all over the place. My mother walks in, I got my bong and my stash all over the place. Friggin' walks in, has a heart attack on there. The kids are walking around, dance around, singing Uncle Mike's a drug addict. Jesus, guys, can you think, you know, play a little bit, something a little famer when I'm smoking?
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Oh, Jesus, you guys kill me.
All right, Mike.
All right, let me give a big F you out to F the Rock.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right, later.
Rick's getting that tape together. We're going to play that in a few minutes from yesterday, the very uncomfortable moment when we had to tell The Rock you can't come on our show.
Yeah.
Debbie, what's up?
Yo, you guys are insane. I have never laughed that hard. That was not bit of the century. That's bit of the millennium.
Look at that.
You got to play that again.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Anthony, he bows to you. I'll give you a hummer, man.
Wow, look at that.
Incredible.
Hummers for bits. Look at that, though.
Anyway, you guys are incredible. Please, please play that again.
All right.
Take care.
I was just happy you used one of my lines. That was kind of nice. Thanks, Ann. Gee, thanks for making me feel special. That was great. Brian, what's up?
Oh, man, you guys are killing me. You suck.
I was in a bank filling out a $5,000 money order, and I had headphones on. I'm laughing hysterically. They want to put me in an insane asylum. I totally screw up the money order, and the guy, so I said, you listen to this, and he just started balls laughing. I got the whole bank laughing. You guys suck.
We have a late entry in bid of the week. Now we're going to have a problem between that and the CBS bid.
Losing it.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. Mike, what's going on?
Iron Mike is going to kick your ass. What are you, crazy, man?
What's he going to do?
I don't know, man, but he'll find out. His little stars are everywhere.
All right, Mike, thanks. Mike. Tom, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Opie?
All right.
Anthony, how's it going?
Hey.
All right, listen, that was hilarious, I got to say, but, you know, about what you said about Princess Diana, that was pretty bad, don't you think?
Well, she's a whore bag. The chick was a slut. Why you think she was in the backseat of that car? She was giving roadhead to her towel-headed boyfriend. That gappy tooth bitch. F all y'all. Oh, did he hang up? He didn't like my commentary.
I hung up on him. I didn't want anyone wrecking our buzz today.
Our lady died in the back seat. I heard that towel head boyfriend of hers member was in her hand, ripped right off. Almost like getting a punch from Mike Tyson. That's what she would look like after one of my blows. That's right. She's screaming from the grave, that dead bitch. I heard it was caught in her teeth. Teeth.
How do you spell teeth?
Don't ask Mike Tyson how to spell.
All right. Mike, what's going on?
T-E-F-F. T-E-A-F-F. Toofs. How do you spell teeth?
What do you got, Mike?
I just called to tell you guys how hilarious that bit was.
Oh, cool.
I'm a first-time caller. I've only been listening to you guys for a couple months now because I just moved to North Jersey. I couldn't get you guys before.
Oh, thank you.
But you guys are absolutely hilarious.
Cool. We appreciate it, Mike.
So, yeah, just keep it up, guys.
All right.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, all the calls. That's all they want to talk about.
I know. I thought we'd move on to something else. But, Joe, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
All right.
Hey, man.
I'm on my way down to South Jersey. I almost crashed my car into a snowbank. All right, listen, I was practically crying. I got people staring at me in other cars. Hilarious. Keep up the great work, man.
All right, thank you, Joe.
All right, take it easy.
You know, we're going to have to replay that before we leave for the weekend.
All right.
What we'll do is we'll replay it at the end of the show, in case you missed it, okay?
Right when we leave.
Mike Tyson in England trying to win over the crowd from a...
Didn't sound
from
too...
From a police station window.
Didn't sound like he was doing very well.
All right, Anthony, Rick has found the tape of The Rock from yesterday.
Cool.
We're going to take a very quick break. Seriously, a very quick break.
Like, seriously, guys. Seriously.
Whoa, wait.
Thank you.
Oh,
I did an impression that sounded just like Carmen there.
Thank you.
Wow. How many drinks do you have to do for that in the
one
drinking game?
Thank you. Don't ask me to do it again, for the love of God.
It has to be this Valium, man.
He's still on it.
No.
Everything's fine. Now he's buying it on the corner.
No.
I buy a special kind of Valium. You smoke it out of a glass pipe. Someone called up earlier and said, did I hear Oak do an impression during the
I know.
Star Jones thing? I did a little
Jesus
quiz, too.
Jesus Christ. Taking my gig over here, Opie.
If I keep it up, I could be like Gallagher, too. I could tour the country as Anthony. Almost like Anthony, but not quite like him.
Gallagher, too.
Smashing the watermelon for everyone. All right. Yeah, quick break, Ant.
Yeah.
Before that, an O&A favorite here. And then as soon as we get back from commercials, we're going to replay The Rock from yesterday. Cringe radio at its best. Stay right where you are.
How's your home? Family, how's your home? Family, how's your home? Family, how is your whole family? How's your home?
How's your home?
Family, how's your home?
How's your home?
Family, how's your home?
How's your home?
Family.
How's your dick?
How's your dick?
Temptation machine. How's your dick?
How's your dick?
Temptation machine. How's your dick?
How's your dick?
Temptation machine.
How is your dick?
Temptation machine. Take your test out.
How's
your cleaners today? Take your test out.
How's
your cleaners today? Take your test out.
How's
your cleaners today? Take your pants out to the cleaners today. Won't you do my ass? The logical jock, won't you do my ass? The logical jock, won't you do my ass? The logical
child. Won't you do my astrological child?
Suck on a stiff cock.
Stiff cock.
Tail with me. Suck on a stiff cock.
Stiff cock.
Tail with me. Suck on a stiff cock.
Stiff cock.
Tail with me.
Suck on a stiff cock.
Tail with me. How's your
home?
Family, how's your home? Family, how's your
home?
Family, how is your
home?
I can't even believe these morons.
He's a disgusting little man.
And Anthony.
What a douchebag.
Train Wreck Radio.
Bend over. Ah!
This is sicker than Faces of Death.
Y27 WNEW.
It's the ONA Show. On 1027 WNEW on this lovely FU Friday.
Hello.
Hi, Marion. What's up?
How are you guys?
Good.
Hey.
First and foremost, I have to tell you, you made this week of feeling like total crap so bearable. I laughed. And today especially, if I was sitting in my office as opposed to sitting in bed, I know.
Oh, my God. Listen, Anthony.
I would have been handed a pink slip for not being able to control my laughing.
Let's make you feel good today. Okay, Marion.
Stop, that's not nice.
I can't believe how crappy I feel. I'm a little clogged up.
Well, you're a snot factory.
Just a little.
And I've been like this since Monday night.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
Isn't it the worst?
Hate
and
it.
You think, you know, you go for the flu shot, you think you're doing the right thing.
Oh, you got a flu shot?
And I got a flu shot.
You
Yay
know,
me, right?
Yeah, you know, I gotta say, I don't believe in flu shots.
Well,
I think anyone who gets a flu shot and doesn't get the flu wouldn't have gotten the flu anyway. That's why they didn't get the flu. Because I hear people, oh, you got a flu shot.
Yeah, I don't know what happens. Sometimes it doesn't take.
It's a placebo.
Well, let's not forget the $100 in antibiotics that do nothing but put you to sleep and just put you out of your misery for an hour or
but,
two.
But see, I don't mind that.
Yeah, no, flu, me neither.
Antibiotics don't help a flu. Isn't it the greatest feeling, though, when you get one nostril clear? You're like,
oh,
I can breathe. Oh, damn, it's clogged up. Clogged up.
By the time you go to sleep, no good.
Marion, you know what clears your nose out, though?
What?
Sex. It's true, though. Right? Got to get the juices flowing. You have a stuffy nose, it's scientifically proven. Like, all of a sudden, it just opens up your airways and everything.
Have you just gotten over a cold, Anthony?
But the second... No. Marion, if you blow real hard...
what do you mean?
Her nose.
Oh, okay.
Well, clear up, man.
Oh, you guys...
Not everything
best.
We say is in the gutter, man.
Listen, Ann, I know what you're going through. My cousin just went through. But hang in there. Stay strong. And just be careful what you say because women are bitches.
Hey, Marion, wow. can I speak for Anthony and probably other people out there?
Okay.
And there are a lot of people out there that are very happy that they're getting divorced.
Oh, I know.
It's not like, it's not always a tragedy or
It doesn't
or
sound like Anthony's holding the razor against his wrist. Believe me, I understand.
No.
All, all I'm saying is that, you know, she could have like 10 people listening, just jotting down, okay, he said this, you know what I mean? And
right.
People get so petty, so that's all I'm saying.
This is, this
believe
is my
me,
job.
Sounds fine.
This is my job, talking about my life.
All there right. You go. All right. Well, you guys are great. Have a great weekend. Try to stay warm,
oh.
Then.
God, what about that? Is that the worst,
I'm sorry,
though?
Excuse me, I couldn't help myself.
What do you have, a clogged nose? What are you doing?
No, you could just, you could like make, see, you're not the only one that could do impressions on the
oh,
show.
Oh, great, snot sucking
okay,
impressions.
You're impersonating me, great.
Dude, that is so friggin' disgusting.
You guys are too much.
All right, Marion.
Take care, have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
There she goes, everyone, Marion. All right, Rick queued up The Rock from yesterday.
The Croc.
This is definitely worth replaying today. Definitely, considering it's the talk of the internet. Every wrestling site is talking about The Rock's appearance on our show yesterday. Should we quickly do, and just quickly do the history, the quick rundown
of our relationship with The Rock
and the WWF?
Well, for a long time
we don't have to be as harsh today because we said what we had to say yesterday. Mm-hmm. But pretty much just lay the facts out really fast before we get into this.
For quite a while, we would talk about the WWF and their events. We would watch them on TV, get their pay-per-views, promote them, and they wouldn't pay money to be on this station. We did it because we enjoyed it. And you know, we'd have wrestlers on here. Some of them did good interviews. Some of them did bad interviews. But we rolled with it, had a good time with them.
Had a great...
had a good relationship.
With the WWF. They definitely added to our radio show without
right.
a doubt.
We share similar audiences, I think, portions of our audience. And then they say, we have The Rock for you. Rock is like the top guy in WWF right now. So they send The Rock up, and we figured we'd have this guy, Sick Boy, on our show, who runs a wrestling website and very informed on wrestling, could add another dimension to the whole thing. So he's in here. What we didn't know was Rock was informed that on Sick Boy's website were some called racist comments, I guess. I think it was more satire. And The Rock was very upset that Sick Boy was even here in the studio, asked us if we knew anything about this Sick Boy's website and the racism that's on it. And we kind of said no, but we know about his website, it's satire, blah, blah, blah. Rock, pissed off, gets up and storms off the show.
After we told him we had no idea
yeah.
about what he was talking about, which we didn't. Had no clue. We were blindsided.
Yeah.
And then we were upset because he wouldn't discuss it after we went off the air. He mm-hmm. just kind of left.
Yeah.
And it was just like, whoa, what did we do wrong, you know?
So we finally...
Then a week goes by. We really never got an explanation from the WWF about what happened. We felt like someone, should have gave us an explanation.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they say, well, you know, we want to rebook the Rock on your show. And
right.
he'll explain himself, and you guys could say and do whatever you want. We're like, fine, I guess that's fair.
Fair enough.
We're a little upset about it. And then we were invited to the grand opening of the WWF restaurant the other night.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to go because we felt a little weird about everything, but...
Yeah.
We were convinced that it would be a great time. They want us there. It would be great. Please come down. Please. We'd love to see you.
Yeah.
Pick up the story there.
So we go down there with our invitations. We're on the list. We're going to get in. What the hell? Have a little fun with one of these grand opening things. We stand in line for an hour in the freezing cold. Chicks with us, hope.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very disappointed they don't get in.
Chicks in hot skirts. I don't understand why you ladies do that, but it's like...
it's like 2 degrees out.
Yeah, it's single digits, and Sandy has, like, a hot skirt on.
Yeah.
You know, most of her leg is showing. Rick's wife, same hot skirt type of thing. I'm like, you guys are nuts.
Yeah, it was a little cold for a skirt.
Yeah, but anyway...
Although Rick was wearing one, too. kind of weird, but I guess he could...
Well, he came right from the show, so he still had the skirt
still
on from our radio
skirt
show.
On.
Right.
Anyway, we stand online for an hour. Rick goes and tries to look for somebody that we have a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wants to hear it. No one knows anything. Long story short, we don't get in.
Don't get in. Us and close to 1,000 people. I thought it was more like 500 or 600, but a bunch of people said it had to be close to 1,000.
The place was filled to capacity. Please go home.
Right.
No one else is getting in this evening. Thank you. Clear the streets.
And Rick did talk to a couple guys from WWF. They could care less.
Yeah.
after we were personally invited by some big honchos that, from the WWF.
Yeah.
So we were definitely hurt. Let's not, you know, pussyfoot around this. And we practically were banging on the window of the place trying to get someone's attention, going, hey, we're here. We want to come in. You
something.
Know?
Yeah. Well, you know, next, so we're pissed. Next day, which is yesterday, we're scheduled still to have The Rock come in. We have no intention of letting him on the show.
And we said such.
We said, we were just, we were filled to capacity here in the studio.
Right.
We can't let anyone else in.
Right.
F you.
We had a bigwig from the WWF on, and we even said, look, don't even bother bringing him by.
Yeah.
They thought it was cute to bring him on by.
So we just had him on the phone in the lobby of this building.
Which is a floor up.
Yeah.
And two locked doors away. We're not going to lie. We were pussies.
Yeah.
The studio was locked. We had two huge cops. Actually, interestingly, though, The Rock brought a huge guy with him as well.
Really?
Huge security guy that meant business as well. So I think on their side, they weren't sure how everything was going to be down here as well.
Yeah.
All right. So we send the Puerto Rican to do our battle for us.
Rick, once again.
Rick goes upstairs. We go, Rick, you have to be there to give the phone to Rock. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's where we're going to pick up the tape. Rick upstairs with The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
With The Rock having no idea what is about to happen.
Yeah.
And then stay tuned because I think Jay Moore pops on at the end of this whole bit. So here it is. Check it out from yesterday. Rick.
Yo.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, dude. I'm upstairs with the Notorious Rock.
All right.
And he's now outside talking to his peeps, so to speak.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think... I think they're going to pull him out of here, believe it or not.
They're not going to put him on the phone?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
Here he comes.
Okay.
All right, cool. Here he comes. Here we go.
I don't care what.
Hello.
Hey, Dwayne.
Who's this?
It's Opie and Anthony. Hey. Dwayne, how are you?
Boys, how y'all doing?
Pretty good. Good. Very good.
What's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Not too much at all. Whoever sang that last song was pretty damn good.
That's a good one, right?
I say it's entertaining.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, we were looking forward to seeing you last night at the big party.
Yeah, I heard about that. I just got buzzed about that. The best I could do is apologize. That damn candy-ass Jim Byrne didn't do what he needed to do.
No, we just stood outside.
Hey, you know what? Legitimately, y'all should be pissed off about that.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree. You know, he did tell me you guys were coming down. I'd look forward to seeing y'all.
But
I apologize about that.
Really? This is a little awkward, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, we had a little that little issue from the last time.
Well, you know,
we didn't really deal with.
Here's the thing. You're absolutely right. We didn't do that. You know, now that I'm here, I appreciate y'all letting me on. The thing about that was. As far as for being in the same room, you know, I was buzzed about that guy, Sick Boy. He came in. I certainly just couldn't be in the same room with an ass like that. And if y'all took it personal, it certainly didn't mean to be taken that way. I just had to get the hell out of the room, and that's the way it was. And so, you know, the way I left wasn't the most professional way, and I shouldn't have left like that. But at the same time, again, man, I just couldn't be in the same room with that asshole. And
yeah.
Excuse the language.
But
I did let a lot of listeners down and realize that. So.
But you took it personal. We took it very personal because I told you flat out and I had no idea what you were talking about. And you didn't believe us.
Right. No. Well, that really wasn't the case. Wasn't the case that I didn't believe you guys. It was just the case I had this guy sitting right here beside me. If not, I wanted to bash his brains in. And, you know, that's something I take very personally in terms of, you know, racial discrimination. And... you know, doing that, I didn't want you guys to take it personal, and I'm not saying I didn't believe you guys when you guys flat out looked me in the eye and said, we have no idea what you're talking about. We had no clue about this guy's website.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that was the truth. And then I...
You know, and it's just like I told Jim Byrne earlier, you know, I even talked with Vince, I said, you know, whether or not those guys knew really wasn't the case. And I pretty much believed them that they didn't know. I just had a guest on who had this, you know, real crappy website posting, you know, racist comments. The point was I just couldn't be in the same room with that guy. I got up, I left, I took it personal in terms of him being there with me. Again, wasn't the most professional thing to do, just to get up and walk off the, walk off your guys' show that way. I know you guys are big supporters, WWF were. worth of the rock. I knew that too. Read the article. Saw one of you was chewing on the rock's head. But, you know, again, it was never made to be taken personal towards y'all, too.
I just was pissed that you left without even, like, when we were off the air. I just wish you would, like, dragged us down the hall and explain yourself.
Well, I certainly could have done that, but the thing about that was I just wanted to get the hell out of there with that guy. That was the thing.
We were in shock. We're like, where the hell did this come from? At least explain yourself. And then the WWF doesn't even, you know, have the courtesy to, like, call us the next day to explain what the hell was going on.
Oh, see, I thought they did.
No. No.
Okay, I thought they
No one has ever given us an explanation until right now.
They were pissed at us.
Oh, is that right?
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, because then I won't say who called us, but one of your people called and said that you guys were listening after you left and you're not, and they weren't happy about what was going on.
Hmm. Well, who called? You might as well say who the candy ass was.
Susan Warner.
Okay.
The one that's probably right next to you right now.
Okay, yes.
So she gave me her cell phone number. I called her back. And she, I guess you were busy at the book signing.
I was. I did have a book signing.
And she said, well, I can't discuss it now. And that was the last we heard. And then on top of that, you know, we were, like, shut out of the cute little party last night. So we're really pissed off.
No, I don't blame you about the party. I don't blame you one bit about the party. And had I known y'all were standing out there, again, Jim Byrne buzzed me last night, said you guys were, because I hadn't talked to Jim. I had said, listen, Jim, I'd called him yesterday, and we finally talked last night at the, at the WWF New York. I said, you know, where are those guys at? I want to know where we're at in terms of this. I need to talk to them beforehand to let them, you know, let myself explain what happened.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, he told me that you guys were supposed to be there, and I know you guys are freaking your asses off out there. I would have had Jim or somebody, Jim Dotson or somebody, just come up and get you guys.
Yeah, we had, like, girls with us. We looked like asswipes, man. It's like all of a sudden the cops are chasing us away. Our chicks are looking at us like we're like a couple of losers, man. It was so effing embarrassing, man.
And Rick, who's up there with you, he's pounding on the window of the place, and everyone's ignoring us. He went up to a couple of WWF people, and they didn't know who we were.
Oh, really?
We weren't on any list. It was just bad.
We had our stupid little invitations like everybody else that got chased away. It was just so friggin' embarrassing.
And you had skirt with you to boot.
Yeah, and you know how bad that looks.
Doesn't look good, especially coming off the heels of tragedy there.
Yeah, of course.
Rock, no, you know, I wanted to see you guys last night as I wanted to see you guys today. I wanted to come back on the show, as you guys know that. I sat with Vince and I said, you know, there's got to be a way to reconcile this. I know these guys are big fans, or we're big fans for that matter, of the product, and as well as the WWF, as well as The Rock. And I said, you know, I really need to reconcile this. I didn't want them to take me leaving off their show personally. It wasn't like that. You guys were kind enough to let The Rock on, and I appreciate that. But, you know, again, the reasoning was just that I just couldn't be in the same room with that guy, and that was it. You know, him being there beside me, I took it personal. Again, you know, I wanted to stick my foot so far up, bury it deep into his ass. But, yeah, just again, I just couldn't be there, and walking off your guy's show wasn't the best thing to do. But, you know, at the time, I felt it was the right thing to do, and it, I didn't mean for y'all to take it personally. And again, too, you know, what made it even worse was, you know, I had a lot of rock fans listening that day, and, you know, for the most part, they kind of took it personal, too.
Yeah.
Which certainly wasn't the case. You know, I never, ever meant it to be that way. I just wanted to let them know, too, as well, that it wasn't personal against the fans. It wasn't personal against Opie and Anthony, or your show, for that matter. I just couldn't be in the same room with that guy. That was it. And as far as for the party, done that, but, there's a way to make it up. If at all, if you guys are interested in doing that, you just go on and let me know.
Well, we're like hurt, man.
Yeah, we feel all like losers and everything.
And we don't really feel like being in the same room with you.
No,
right now.
We can't in good conscience, you know, have you come down in here when we couldn't get into your establishment or, you know, your company's establishment.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
hey, listen, I know what you mean. No explanation needed. I understand, Mike, no doubt.
We also have our fans that you know, look to us to do certain things and,
oh, sure,
and stand
yeah
up for what
right
we believe
right
in.
What's wrong is wrong. What happened last night was wrong. I don't blame you guys one bit for standing up. No problem.
All right, we're filled to capacity in here today.
Yeah, we're filled to capacity. Please disperse.
There's just no cops up here, dude.
Yeah,
we could send a couple.
We got a couple down here.
I'm sure you give them a pretty good fight.
Can we...
All right, Rock. We're going to have to airstrike you.
Hey, no sweat. Appreciate it.
All right.
Later.
Bye. There he goes. Hey, Jay.
You guys are brutal. You guys have more balls than the NBA.
Dude, we made him call for our lobby. He wasn't good enough to be on the show.
I'm listening. I thought you guys were going to go, well, let's see what Jay thinks. And I wrote, like, all these notes down.
Oh, yeah, that's all we need.
Said he was sorry twice. He opened the conversation with an apology.
Yeah.
Called his own boss a candy ass.
Right.
We know The Rock has issues of rage. And he seemed like a guy that's been to some anger management therapy sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Came to terms with what he did wrong. I don't know what it's like to be an African American, nor do I pretend to be, but I can imagine if a guy was sitting next to me that made jokes about me being a half breed on a website, it might. And if I was The Rock and had issues of rage, and I was sitting next to that person, and his name, you know, Sick Boy. Sick Boy's new name, by the way, is Rocker. And John.
There you go.
I was like, yeah, well, let the guy in. I was like, as far as, you know, you guys waiting out in the cold, Opie, I feel for, but, you know, Opie, I don't feel that bad for because he had coats and stuff. Anthony, we know, is cold-blooded. He all could have died. Anthony could have died out there. You know, Opie can put on, like, sweaters and stuff, but what can Anthony do? Wait for the sun to come out and sit on a rock.
Jay, I think you're missing the big point here, though. We just made a guy drive all the way to the station to sit in our lobby so we could tell him he can't be on our show.
And that's why you guys are the best.
Some of the instant feedback.
You guys are brutal. That was unbelievable. I was getting uncomfortable. I was like, oh, this is nice. This guy's pulling his act together. He was, like, real sorry about it. I'm like, okay, this is good. This is nice. Now we're all going to make friends. And you guys go, can't let you in, The Rock.
The Rock. Some people actually liking The Rock out of this one, saying he came off good. I got to say, he did come off sounding like a gentleman. At least we
just
got
right now.
At least we got an explanation. But
let's tell you, he came off.
We got.
I'm in L.A. I'm 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
And I want to hug him.
He did come off sounding like a gentleman. We do have footage of him, you know, in our lobby behind glass trying to get into. What did he?
You know what's
did
funny?
Steve take that?
Yeah, we got tape. Into the glass, not knowing. Him
oh
glass.
My God!
Oh, come on!
The glass.
Jay Moore, you're never gonna get work if you keep talking like that.
I just don't. No, I'm fine. As long as I don't go on Nightline.
Dude, we have two of the hugest cops too as backup today, just in case.
I heard my boys call you. I had my local boys call you, Billy Mac and Fat Phil. I got a message from Fat Phil, the cop, going, thanks for calling me Fat Phil. Now everyone's calling me that. Can't you change it on the radio? Okay, I'm changing it. It's Fatter Phil.
All right, Rick's coming in. We'll get the real story now.
That was amazing. You guys have bigger balls than me. You absolutely have bigger balls than me. Although, it's easy to say all that stuff
you're
upstairs behind a locked glass door.
Right, hold on. Exactly. Exactly.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Now,
Jay. Like, hey, Rock, how about a massage?
All right, hold on. We got Rick back into
Rick.
The studio, who is at ground zero.
Jay, I wasn't behind any glass.
You were right next to him, right?
10 feet away from him.
Yeah.
And, I think I'm drenched.
Are you sweating?
I'm sweating my ass off.
Rick's sweating like Michael Jackson at a Toys R Us.
I could see him like, what, they want to do this on the phone? I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
Rick's sweating like Mark Furman at the Million Man March.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating like a freaking altar boy at a priest convention right now.
Rick's sweating like Mike Tyson at a spelling bee.
Oh, my goodness. So how did they take it?
I guess they took it okay.
Yeah. Look at his voice is changing.
He is. Rick is a wreck.
Jay, you got to see Rick. I've never seen him so freaked out right now.
Oh, man.
Look at the size of these cops. Jesus Christ.
When me and Rick are both through down.
I would rather take a picture of you with your pants down right now, Jay.
Yeah, but when that happened, when Rick and I almost threw down, he had like this weird glimmer in his eye, like, yeah, like he could taste blood. So this guy, The Rock, must be unbelievable.
Yeah, I was going to taste my own.
So what did they say to you after they hung up?
Well, I tried to play stupid. I was like, so what did the guy say? You know, like shivering and stuff. And I'm like, that's going to be it. I'm like, Oh, they didn't invite you downstairs?
Oh, my God.
And he's like, that's
Emo
it.
Phillips on Def Comedy Jam.
Oh. And you should have seen the guy he brought with him. Oh, this guy's built like a brick S house.
Really?
Oh.
Everyone's coming to the studio. Psycho Mark?
He grabbed the video camera from me, and he's like, let me take a picture of you. Okay, only if I can get a people's elbow.
Really?
Oh, the Rock might hurt you with that.
Yeah.
He keeps talking to himself.
A lot of people think we should have let him in, but no, I'm sorry.
I thought that you should have let him in, but when you made your stand, you opened up an entire new room of respect that I didn't know I had for you.
You know, if we would have been able to get into their little event last night, things would have been different, but he represents the organization that we were a little unhappy with today, so we had to do the same thing to The Rock, not let him in.
You guys have balls of steel when you're two stories beneath the earth.
Exactly. Exactly.
And poor Rick up on the front line.
Yeah, we're not stupid. Come on, Jay. You know us. You know, but like you said, we made a stand earlier in the show, and we had to keep to it no matter what.
That's why you're the best show.
The Rock came across very well. He explained himself. I appreciate all that. Thank you. But it wasn't good enough to get him in here. We're really hurt from yesterday.
Hey, you want me to make a prediction?
Yeah.
You know we're all afraid of The Rock?
Yeah.
I have a friend that's in WWF school right now. He's from New Zealand. He's a Maori Indian. We call them Indians, but they're Maori warriors. His name is Gingy. I predict that he will kick The Rock's ass.
Gingy will kick The Rock's ass. We'll
look
forward to that.
Like that Honda Laka, like that dance before everything. He's 6'6", 320, not an ounce of fat on him.
All right.
Jeez.
Wow.
And he's
going to
kick The Rock's ass. We'll have a guy. We will actually have, speaking we again, we, Opie and Anthony and friends, will have a man that is bigger than The Rock that we will feel safe standing next to, saying, well, up yours, Rock.
All right, Jay, we're going to let you go because we're sweating.
You guys are so funny. Call Priceline. Get Shatner's toupee and towel off. Well, I love you guys. Stay in touch.
All right, Jay. Thank you, Jay. Thank you. There he goes. The talented Jay Moore. Keith the Cop in the studio. You got to introduce the two huge cops that helped us out
today.
My
God. This is the Opie and Anthony Security Task Force that I brought in today.
Holy
this
mother of pearl.
Mark and Tom. Fellas of mine.
I would never want to mess with you guys, man. You want to do that handcuff thing now?
Oh. No.
See how long it takes for these guys to cuff you?
That's okay.
That would have to be like a record. Like, it would just be like, boom, click, done. Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for coming up here.
Big fans of the show?
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah.
Cool. Say hi to the guys for us, all right? All right, we're gonna take a break. And let's hear
people's biceps.
Yeah, people's biceps, that's for sure. Let's hear it for Rick for being brave enough to be on the front lines. And instant.
I just hope Steve has on video or Mark has on video the he made when I said, no, you got to do this from the phone.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden he did the neck thing. And he kind of looked around.
The neck thing.
I was just like, oh, here it comes.
You never want the neck thing.
The instant feedback coming alive. People not believing we actually received the people's apology.
Well, I appreciate that from them and stuff, you know, because we really were hurt. But
they're still pissed off at the WWF, but you got to say, you know, the guy came across as a gentleman, and he explained himself very well, I think, and that's that.
And we had to stand our ground today. We told the WWF earlier that we would not let him in today, and we had to stick to that.
It would still take a miracle and an act of God to get us back on board that ship, but... you know, I think he came across as a gentleman.
All right, man. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Opie and Anthony.
There's no level too low that you guys won't take to.
Hey, Anthony, Fidelity Diamond.
Ah, the engagement ring specialist. Valentine's Day coming up. A lot of people are going to pop the question. Get married. Are you doing that this Valentine's Day, Opie?
No.
Yeah, I guess not.
No.
But there are some people that are ready to make the plunge into holy matrimony. And, boy, you want to get a good ring, don't you? You want to know that you're getting a quality diamond.
Yep.
And most of us aren't experts in the subject.
You know, Ant, payback is a bitch. Yeah.
Everything you said about the birth of my sister's daughter earlier in the show, and now I get to sit here and watch you do a live read for engagement rings. This is great.
What do you think? Just because my marriage may have hit the rocks, Opie?
Hit the rocks.
Hit the mighty iceberg.
Your marriage received more damage than the Titanic, I think.
Yeah, all of its watertight compartments are flooded. There's not enough lifeboats.
All right, so go ahead.
So, what am I going to be all bitter on life itself and people that are in love and ready to get married, Opie? I say no.
Very good.
I say no. I say you go to Fidelity Diamond, the engagement ring specialist. They educate you on buying a diamond. Most people don't know what the hell to do when they buy a diamond. These people, you make an appointment with them. You go in. They teach you about cut, clarity, carat, the whole thing. Teach you what a good diamond is. You pick out your diamond loose, and you pick out your setting. And you know what you're getting.
Simple as this. You're not going to get ripped off, okay? And
right.
Now through the end of Valentine's Day, buy your diamond engagement ring at Fidelity Diamond and get a platinum engagement ring setting for free. That's a $500 value at Fidelity Diamond, the engagement ring specialist. Give them a call, 201-261-6555. That's 201-261-6555 for Fidelity Diamond, the engagement ring specialist. 1027 WNEW, it's the Opie and Anthony Show. It's FU Friday.
Hey, man.
Had a lot of fun on the radio this week.
Yeah.
You are listening to the award-winning Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah, we actually won the Air Award for Afternoon Drive Radio. How about that, Opie? Where is our little statuette?
We put it on the porn shelf in our office.
Is it like a bookend on our porn collection?
It's prominently placed on the porn shelf, Anthony.
Very, very proud of that.
Yep.
Wonderful. We should, I don't know. Should we keep it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's an honor. We're not going to lie. It's cool.
It's an honor.
It's cool just because I know how everyone else feels about us winning that thing.
Yeah. That's the best part about it, is that everybody else in the industry hates the fact that we won it.
Right.
There's even stuff on, you know, message boards and websites and stuff. Who do you think should have won the Air Award?
For Afternoon Drive Radio.
Like, they don't want to accept that we won, so make up somebody else that won.
It's like, gee, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. We don't care. Still on the way, Bit of the Week?
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, Ant.
Yeah.
Bit of the Week, I mean, there was a landslide vote for the CBS bit that was written up in the paper this week.
Yeah.
But Mike Tyson bit from earlier today, coming on strong.
In the stretch.
So please send in your Bit of the Week suggestions, okay?
Sure thing.
Fax line 212-957-9639. All right, Anthony?
Making a very late comeback.
Anthony, did you read about Celine Dion in the paper today?
Yeah.
Everyone waiting for our comments on Celine Dion. It's being reported in the papers today that she is pregnant with twins, Anthony.
Woo!
Now, one paper's saying that she's pregnant with twins. The other's saying it's false, it's not true. I would like to think that it is true and that Celine Dion is pregnant with twins, Anthony.
Twins. Oh, Jesus Christ. What, they freeze her husband's sperm or something? Did you see that? He has cancer, so they froze his sperm, and she was impregnated with her husband's frozen sperm.
Yeah.
I guess because what kind of cancer does he have that he can't just give her the high, hard one and do it that way?
Well, they wanted to, you know, make sure they were going to have kids.
Right, with no good. Wow, that's something. That is how his sperm live on. I am pregnant, finally. We have been trying for so long to get pregnant. And finally, my husband's sperm slammed into my egg. Much like the mighty Titanic slammed that iceberg. Splitting it open and fertilizing an egg. To make another Celine, hopefully. Hopefully my legacy will live on, as will my camel toe. It is such a happy moment for my 58-year-old husband, Rene, when he
he found out I was pregnant with twins. You know, twin hippos could fit side by side in my camel toe. But these are just twin babies. All of the sperm that was swimming around in the icy waters of my uterus. Do you know, most of them die?
Yeah.
Most of the sperm never make it.
Correct.
They die there in the icy waters of my uterus. But two sperms lived on, swimming, using all of their might to find the egg. The egg to cling to. These sperms are the one that fertilized the eggs. While the others died, these sperms were true survivors. Do you know my twin children can grow to adulthood and still fit out of my camel toe? That huge crevasse between my legs. You should see. You know the reason it had to be artificial insemination?
No, why?
They say because Rene has cancer, yeah. And they froze his sperm and put it in. But the truth of the matter is, he could not even feel the sides of my mighty camel toe. I am so huge. He kind of slammed it against the side a couple of times, but it did not work.
Now this
So they made a sperm popsicle.
Now this frozen sperm, was it as blue as...
Yes.
As blue as DiCaprio at the end of Titanic?
Yes. That's what they look like, the sperm frozen, like Leo at the end of Titanic. My sperm will go on. It was like having an ice pop in there. The frozen sperm of my husband, Rene. But I can have twins now. And I will dress them in little jumpsuit suits to show off their tiny little camel toes. Just like mommy. My camel toe will live on. My camel toe will go on.
All right, it's a happy day for Celine and Renee.
Yes, congratulations, Celine.
Twins. Yeah.
Pregnant with twins.
Boy, that's got to be something for the OBGYN checking her out.
All right, Celine, hop up on the table. All righty, why don't we take a look over... Oh, my.
Look at the size of that.
Let's just... Oh, hello. Echo. Celine, wow, you got a lot of room in here. Yeah, let me... You know, I don't even need instruments. I'm just going to crawl right in, take a look around firsthand. We don't need a sonogram or anything. Wow, here, deep inside Celine's womb. Look at the size of this place. Is anyone in here?
In here, in here, in here.
Pinocchio! Freezing in here. It's like a Venus fly snatch. You gotta watch out. Scoop me right up. Just, man, where the hell's the light switch in here? It's pitch black. Oh my god. God damn. What's that, trout? Just gonna climb way up here and... Yeah, I could open up a water park in here. People could just slide right back out. Wherever you... I'm playing the snatch flute. Is that? Oh my god, it's a T-Rex. What the hell is
doing in here? I just walk over here. Oh my God, this is disgusting. Who the hell's that sitting there? Buddy Ebsen, what are you doing in Celine's room? Oh my God, look, it's that little Kittner boy from Jaws. Wasn't a shark after all. You're swimming, you got sucked up by Celine's huge cage. Another walk over here. Beaver's in here.
Can we see your stuff?
Opie! Hey, how you doing? All right, we're just going to go for a little pap smear here. It might feel a little fresher. Here we go. Okay, I got enough of that. All right, I gotta get out of here. Oh my God, look at this. This place is huge. Oh my God, what the hell's that? It's coming right for us. Don't even know what it was, but better safe than sorry.
Oh, very good.
You gotta do a little bowling. I see a light. What the hell is that? Oh my God, it's a tractor trailer in Celine's room. Oh, there it is. There's a little baby. Look at the camel toe.
Can you walk out of her womb and step out of her pants, please?
I'm gonna get out of here. All right, just coming out to the exit here. Let's stop right around the corner. Oh, it's not waiting. Jesus Christ. Come on, sir. Hey, what's coming after me? Is that an Apache attack helicopter?
All right, well, there you have it.
Celine having the twins.
Congratulations.
On CBS.
Congratulations to Celine and her husband there.
Maybe that's where the CBS FM broadcast from. Celine's womb.
Opie and Anthony afternoon. Mason and Kalinske mornings. The Radio Chick middays. On 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show. Hey, man. For this FU Friday in the studio, Jeff Norris. Hey, Jeff. Want to say hi real fast?
Oh, geez. How we doing here? Hi.
It's Archie, everyone. Archie hasn't been on the show in a while.
Been quite a while there. I'm divorcing Edith.
You're divorcing Edith.
Very similar there to what my good colleague dear Anthony's doing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And when I'm done, I hope she looks like Cole Brown had a paper cut.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm absolutely serious. I don't want to mention any names, Melissa, but I won't anyway.
What's the matter there? Having a rough time there?
Rougher than rough. Rough ain't the word there.
All right. You want to stick around for a little while, Arch?
We'll be here.
Okay.
We'll be here.
We're going to play a couple tunes, take a musical break here. It is Friday. People like to rock a little bit with the show.
Sure.
And you only have a few minutes before we tally the votes, Anthony, for Bit of the Week.
Yeah.
It's pretty much between two bits at this point.
CBS FM bit.
Yep.
And, wow, right at, under the wire today, the Mike Tyson from England seems to have struck a nerve.
I don't think the Mike Tyson bit's going to make it. We'll see.
Okay.
We're going to close the voting in about 8 minutes, so get your vote in, 212-757-1027, or you can fax it in at 212-957-9639. We'll be back in two songs right here on 1027 WNEW. 1027 WNEW, Metallica, No Leaf Clover from S&M, and Jane's Addiction before that. It's Opie and Anthony, it's FU Friday. In the studio, Jeff Norris. Where are you guys playing tonight, Jeff?
Myself and Jim Florentine will be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. So come on down. Have a good time. Single ladies, please show up.
Even if you're married.
Even if you're married, show up.
Yeah, I don't have to buy you dinner. It'll be beautiful.
Of course, Jeff does Archie on our show. Very funny guy.
Sure.
Yeah, it's been a while. Been through the britches like my buddy Anthony over here.
Oh, what's the matter?
These women.
Fell out of the relationship there?
I can't even go into character. I'm so PO'd at this point. There's big F you out to you, bro.
Look at that. He's pissed.
I am pissed.
I, on the other hand, really can't say anything, you know.
Should I share it?
Well, you can share whatever the hell you want.
All right. Mind you, after I fix up this... fix up a house, burn my legs fixing up a house. She goes out tiddlywinking with one of her little fags, computer jerks. I get a prank phone call the other day saying she's in a car accident. I look all over every hospital, finally go to the house, knock on a door. My father answers the door. He says, "You ain't out of my property. You come on my property. You come in my house. I'm going to get a restraining order." I'm like king of restraining orders. I said, "You're going to get a restraining order for what?" "For coming on my house property." I said, "Your house? You lived in a shed before I refixed it." So she's out there thinking, you know. So we'll see what happens.
I told Jeff, just pick up a fat chick. You'll get over it, you know. Bang yourself a fat girl.
Yeah.
To bust out, you know.
A fatty.
Clean the palate, huh?
Exactly.
Clean the palate, start all over, do a fat fraud.
It's like going back in the minors, you know. You go back and regroup.
the minors, yeah.
Learn the fundamentals, you know, and then you get back at the big boys. Beautiful.
For the fatty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you listening to the divorce horror stories yesterday, Jeff?
I was listening. I was very concerned about my buddy over here, but much to my surprise, I come in, I go, "How you doing?" He goes, "Beautiful."
Fine.
So I doing
fine and
right.
Dandy.
Doing all right. I just look at it, you know, I'm honored to be here. I feel bad for her.
Maybe I'll feel a little worse after I see how bad the damage is after the whole thing's done with.
Well, look.
Hope you got like $5 I can borrow.
Well, I still got to make out that check for the cruise.
Yeah.
Jeff, you hear about this one?
No.
You hear that one? This is a classic. So, you know, the end of a marriage after 10 years, not that happy a thing for, you know, for both parties. You kind of mull it over in your head. But, you know, my wife, feeling kind of jilted, feeling kind of bad.
Happens.
Decides to take my American Express card and go on a cruise down to the Caribbean. You know, book the flight down to the Florida and take a cruise. No, not just her. She takes on my Amex Opie's girlfriend along with her.
No.
Damn. Sure.
Too bad it wasn't a Titanic. Nothing personal, Opie, but that's little,
okay.
That's
it's
something.
Yeah, so I paid for Opie's girlfriend to take a cruise. And I'm
I hope she appreciated it.
Really, I hope Opie got some.
Did she come back saying, "My girlfriend's ex-husband brought me on a cruise and all I brought him was this lousy t-shirt"?
So, Jeff, the whole time I'm sitting there praying that Anthony doesn't find out. And then he finally, like...
You knew?
Do you believe this crap?
Oh, that's wrong.
Hey, I don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, you save money. Come on.
Wait.
Yeah. He's totally in agreement with him.
Save a little money. Hey, it wasn't my idea.
Yeah.
It was someone else's idea that
like
we're not talking about.
Like, it was mine?
Well, it was, you know, whose idea. So I'm like... So I'm praying that Ant doesn't find out. He finally confronts me, like, a month ago. And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know about that.
That's rough, man.
So now I have to like write him a check for like $600.
That was interesting when that Amex bill came in. Okay, parking at the garage, you know, $20 a pop, dinner. Oh my God, I stayed at the Park of Meridian that night. That was a couple hundred. That was a big one. Okay, cruise, $5,000.
Jesus. Jim has a couple cruise tragedies, too.
Yeah?
I think it happens.
Yeah?
No, I never been on a cruise before.
Yeah, neither have I.
Yeah.
Believe me.
I have no money left to go.
I paid
on
for
one.
Two, yeah. But I never been on one.
No. No, but I've been close to marriage, too, like that, so lucky I didn't happen to me.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I was ready to get the ring and stuff. She said no. So the way I look at it, she saved me probably about $36,000.
Yeah.
Between, like, a condo, a ring, and paying for the wedding, so...
And a cruise for,
absolutely.
Your friend's, girlfriends.
So now I got extra cash and hookers. It's beautiful.
But the bad part is she left them before Christmas. Right before Christmas.
Well, like a month before.
What's bad about that?
You don't have to... That saves you some cash on Christmas presents.
$15 on Christmas gifts. It was beautiful.
That was it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have a girlfriend, but I got the new Korn CD, so... Nice. And at least I could turn down the CD when I want to listen to it anymore, so...
Hey, Joe, what's up? Joe.
Hey, man.
Did we lose Joe? Where'd
he go?
I'm just trying to figure out if the phones are screwing up today.
Mm.
They're working, right? Let me try another one. Hold on a second here.
Jennifer, what's going on?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Listen, I'm getting married April 1st.
Don't.
Congrats.
Thank you.
You are a fool.
What?
Nothing playing off your date.
You might work for some people, Opie, you know?
Well,
you can't just condemn the entire institution.
Not everyone could buy cars to put it off.
Yeah, like Opie. You hear what he did?
I love this, how we just rat each other out and stuff.
Jim don't notice.
No, this is great. Opie, obviously, he's been going out with Sandy for how long now?
Like 6.5 years.
6.5 years. That seven's a bitch.
In my 30s, everyone is like, when are you guys getting married? You know, the family's putting the pressure on and stuff.
Seven is a key year in a relationship. It's the make or break, the go or blow. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of people in Ope's family, a lot of people in Sandy's family, I guess, also, wondering, when's the ring coming? When's the ring coming? So last year, this was really a big issue.
But leading up to it, though, I mean, every holiday, like Valentine's Day.
Oh, geez, she's got a beeper.
That's probably your...
A beeper.
Your ex.
Yeah.
It's probably the father. I just got the restraining order.
Yeah, really.
I'm faxing it over to you.
But anyway, all the big... What are you... We got a radio show, you idiot.
Look at him. He's
trying to do business in the middle of a bed.
Business.
Who is beeping you, Jeff?
It wasn't my beeper.
Oh, look at you. There's a look of panic on his face. He's writing something down. Anyway, tell Jim the story. Yeah,
yeah, so a lot of people wonder when he's going to get engaged. Get this move. He buys his girlfriend a car.
Instead of a ring.
Now, she's got to be ecstatic because she's got a car. So it takes the heat off of him for getting a ring.
Right. Yeah, you bought a few more months.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you figure out the price of a ring and a car, it's really, you know, not a bad move.
Especially when you talk about things like resale value of either.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, all the big holidays come, Valentine's Day, her birthday, Christmas, mm-hmm. and I just started running out of gifts. I did the diamond rings and everything I could find, and I'm like... Well, obviously, you know, this Valentine's Day, he's got to pop the question and break out the ring,
yeah.
You know? But I tricked everyone and I got a car.
A brilliant move.
But now
he has to top that next time.
I know.
That's the problem.
I only got, let's see, oh my God, that's it. I only got like 4 months left to try to figure out what the next big gift is.
Oh,
screw man. That. I got, what, 3 weeks left?
Valentine's Day.
I got to get through.
Got to get something there.
That's going to hurt. You know what you got to do? You got to start a fight like 3 days before.
Right.
You know, that's how I usually do it. Blow them off, and then I call them back like the 16th. Like, I'm really sorry, you know. I don't know what was going on here.
Bypass the whole holiday, yeah,
absolutely.
That's
you're just
move.
Like, oh, geez, geez, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, Joe, what's up?
Hey, yo, first I'm going to say this. What kind of cheap Jew are you that you let your best buddy pay for a trip? Okay, but then I'll listen to the rest of it. And you going on and buying her a car instead of a ring?
Oh, come on.
Listen, I got the best solution for you.
Yeah. Let me answer your first question.
All right.
As far as Ann and I go, it all evens out. I've made
all evens out. Hey, why don't you cash in a couple of shares of that skyrocketing stock? And
wait, let me tell you something, though, Pally. All right, so you paid for Sandy's cruise, yes.
Yeah.
Who gave you a great stock tip this week?
All right, you're
in. Your broker, who is also my broker.
Well, why didn't he call you?
Because he called you.
Oh.
Why didn't you get me in at four?
I
instead of seven.
I shared the info with you when it hit seven.
At seven? He's not open at seven. Well, you kidding?
Could have paid for the whole cruise right there.
Hey, yo, Bliss, this is what you doing. For April, right?
Yeah.
April 1st, take Stan to a nice quiet restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the dessert comes, slide a ring box across the table. Leave it empty. When she opens it up, say, April Fool's. if she don't dump you then, she never will.
Well, it's not...
That's a great way to get dumped, man.
It's
not a question of wanting to dump her. I just not into the marriage thing yet.
So you know what? Try it out. If she stays with you, then you know she's a good girl. Stay with you for life.
I think I know she's a good girl already, the crap she has to put up with.
Yeah, I can tell you she's a good girl, too.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Not even going down that road. Thank you.
The old dirt road. Down that road.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What were you going to say, Jip?
That might work. She might get so mad that you did that, she might even give you the car back.
Right.
So try to run you over with the goddamn thing is what you'll do.
Yeah, but it's one of those girl chick cars I can't drive.
Oh,
that's another thing. He gets her a chick car. So she can't even, he can't even drive it.
Yeah, there's no reason for that.
I got a picture of Opie in the
chat. We can laugh. We can. I wish we could share with you guys. Damn it. All right. Anyway, hey, line seven. Line seven, okay. Ted, what's going on? All right.
Hey, you know, I have nothing about divorce because I'm kind of happily married. But I just want to say, I met Jim Florentine last week at a show in South Jersey.
Yeah.
And if anybody hasn't seen him, man, he's, like, too funny.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Guy is so hysterical. I mean, he's just, he's a great MC, he's a great feature, and he's like, you just laugh your ass off listening to the guy.
Well, he's playing with Jeff Norris tonight at the Stress Factory.
I'm going to try to make it there.
Through the weekend.
All right, hey, Jim, this is Ted. I met you at the Seagull Inn.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, hopefully one of these days you can give me a guest spot somewhere.
Absolutely. Bring some girls.
Absolute hookers, right?
Well, yeah.
Everyone wants chicks.
You got it.
What's wrong with that? Thanks, man. Come down.
Bye-bye.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, we're at Stress Factor this week.
Very cool. All right. What happened to Jeff? Is he all right?
I love this show.
This is the best show ever. Let me say, Let me say. This will be very funny. Go ahead. Rick, get on mic and just say that we're in the middle of a worst of show.
Worst of Opie and Anthony. Any requests for bits, give a call, 757-1027.
So we're not live, so anything that was said today happened a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Line 12 for who?
That's for you, really. Pick it up.
Hello.
Who's this, Ope?
Yeah.
You guys are getting me in trouble here.
Who's this?
Jeff Norris.
Hey, what's the problem, Jeff?
We were
just playing a clip of when you were here in the studio.
I know you're playing clips, but I know Jim's there tonight. I had an incident today. I had to leave work. I go to the hospital. I phone in to talk to Jim. Spaz says, I'll put you on over the phone with Jim. My pager goes off. The guys at work think I'm in the studio, and now I'm in trouble at my job.
What?
They think I'm in the studio.
Oh, no. No, that was pre-recorded.
Well, I call in and talk to Jim about the plug in the show for this weekend, and now they think I think I'm in trouble here.
Oh, no. Well,
make it clear over the air that I was not in the studio.
Oh, you tell your employers that, you're obviously on the phone.
Yeah, how could you be in the studio if you're on the phone?
Well, because when I called you from speaker from my brother's house, they hear the pager go off.
Oh, so it's,
they heard the pager, they think I'm there.
Hey, Jeff?
Yes.
You're screwed.
here I am. I mean, I had an emergency. I had to leave work today. I'm trying to do the show tonight with Jim. I call in, and now they think I'm in trouble with the job.
Nah, Jeff Norris was never in the studio today. All right, Jeff.
I mean, if you guys are playing bits, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Say that you're playing bits so they don't think I'm in the studio.
You got it.
Please, because now I'm in trouble.
All right, Jeff.
So make it clear that it was a bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
What the hell's going to
I didn't
that?
Think he got in that much trouble. All right, Jim, so you guys are at the Stress Factory today?
Yeah, it is Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Stress Factory.
Okay.
Be a good show, man.
All right, we got to take a quick break.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'm on a rooftop at my work where I'm supposed to be. So please tell everybody I'm really not there. Thank you. Hi, this is Jeff. Calling from the cockpit of the 747. I'm not in the studio.
It just
make
sounded,
that clear.
It just sounded like I was in the studio.
Roger.
Now I got no one to split the parking with.
Very good. All right. On the way, Anthony. Bit of the week.
Yeah.
Very interesting vote at the last minute there, okay?
All right. I'm eager to see what it is.
I think we can play a quick round of what did we learn on the Opie and Anthony show, and we'll end the show with Bit of the Week. Give us a call, 212-757-1027.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show. It's FU Friday. Yeah. Boy, what a show we've had today.
We've had a lot of fun this week. We've had a lot of fun the last 3 weeks, ever since we got back from vacation.
Yeah.
We well rested.
We appreciate the support. Thank you. It means a lot to us. Screw everyone else.
Yeah.
Let's play a quick round of what did we learn on the Opie and Anthony show. Then we're going to end with Bit of the Week.
All right.
Should we? Yeah, we got to tell everyone. The Mike Tyson bit from earlier.
Yes.
It's Bit of the Week, Anthony.
Snuck in under the wire. Last minute.
Hilarious. Mike Tyson, audio of Mike Tyson from London when he was outside a window with a megaphone trying to calm down all the supporters, protesters, I should say.
Oh, they hate him over there.
They don't want him in their country for the fight. All the women's groups are up in arms.
Yeah.
And it's getting so ugly that they had to bring Mike Tyson to a police station, and he was trying to calm him down outside a window with a megaphone, and we got the audio, so.
Megaphone. Can't understand him out of his mouth.
It's very funny.
Through a megaphone?
All right, let's play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show. EJ, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
All right.
I learned that the little Kittner boy was really eaten by Celine's gash. And I learned that Mike Tyson spells teeth T-E-F-F.
Very good.
Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, man.
Later.
Let's be reasonable. This is not the time nor place to perform some kind of a half-ass autopsy on her camel toe.
You know, he got it wrong, though. Got to correct him.
What?
We found out that the Kittner boy was actually in Star Jones's gash.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was that where he was?
Yes. Remember
today?
Remember Star Jones was like the big shark in Jaws?
Right.
And Quint slid into Star Jones's gash.
But he was also in Celine's gash earlier in the day, Opie.
Oh, so there was a couple things going on there. Okay.
You have to keep track of that little Kittner boy.
All right. He's all over the damn place. Mike, what's going on?
I learned you should always put your beeper on vibrate.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Mike, chiming in.
Okay.
We love this game.
Andrew, what's going on? What did you learn on the show today?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Yeah, I learned that a tractor trailer, T-Rex, and Opie can fit in Celine Dion's snatch.
Yes. How old are you, Andrew?
13.
Very good.
You love the Opie and Anthony show.
You're a quick learner. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
We're his heroes, Opie.
All right. Mike, you're next. What did you learn on the show?
Like, that'll make it through.
I learned that Opie can do impressions and suck in snot with the greatest of ease.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I also learned this week that Earl will never get a job at Lens Crafters. 1 hour. Goodbye, love.
Angelo, you're next.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right.
I learned that when you buy your fiance a car, you get about 12 months worth of freedom.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, you're great.
All right, thank you, Angelo.
All right.
Just a few minutes away from Bit of the Week, Anthony.
Yes.
Mike Tyson. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, you're next on the show. What's up?
Yes, Opie.
Oh, a caller. I'm sorry.
All right, Anthony, you're all funny. I learned that you guys got bigger balls than King Kong, and I have one other thing to say. Opie, how many Valiums did you have to give Rick after yesterday's conversation with the
I got to tell you, man, Rick and I rode the train home together. We talked about it the whole time. He was so freaked out. I'm like, dude, I can't even sit next to you. You smell from the sweat that was pouring from your body.
Hey, you guys are the best. You rock, man.
And the pee. I think he peed his pants.
He smelled like Ziggy when he was leaving.
There was a fax that came in right after we went off the air that had us in stitches for 20 minutes. But do you remember the exact wording of that fax, Ant?
Yeah.
About, do you remember it? Because I'm going to screw it up.
I remember it.
You do, Rick?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Guy faxed in, don't know his name. He said what he learned for today, that was when the going gets tough
when the going gets tough, O&A, send in the spic.
Send in the Puerto Rican to the front line.
Jeez, man.
All right, Anthony, thank you.
Hey, you guys are the best, myself, man.
All right, bye. Tom, you're next on the radio show. What's up?
Hey, Opie.
Yeah.
I learned that you better get that prescription renewed for Valium.
Why?
Because you guys must have been taking it all week. You guys were great.
Yeah.
Hey, and Anthony.
Hey.
I'm the guy that gave you the pen at the Hooters. The Yankee pen?
Yeah, the Yankees.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Anthony, Opie. Good show.
Later, man.
Okay, bye.
Derek Jeter gets $18 million a year and Ant gets a Yankee pen.
I get a little Yankee pen.
All right.
Yankee pen. Life's fair.
Sure.
Jeff, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Hey, guys. I learned that Opie's sister isn't a hoa.
Wow.
Hey, that's Jackie. I'm going too. Maybe I could do Robin sometime.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Our listeners are a bunch of jackasses. I love it.
Just
like us.
And I learned if you work for a very popular radio show in New York City,
yeah,
you shouldn't speak really loud enough in sushi restaurants.
Sushi restaurants. Very true.
And congratulations going out to my sister once again. The birth of her daughter.
Yes.
Jamie Lee.
Yes.
Husband Mike and my sister Holly. Very, very excited today, Anthony.
Well, it sounds like husband Mike was more excited a few months back.
Relax, man.
And he was slipping her the high hard one. Right, though? You don't want to think of your sister.
You know what?
Like
I can't even go to the phones now because that's all everyone wants to do is abuse my sister, who's like in a hospital.
It's not abusing. It's just fact. I'm sure at some point she was probably on all fours getting dogged from behind.
Nice.
By my. You know, it's just the fact. It's the way it is. I know you like to remember her as the little girl that was running around the house, the little sister that you protected. But at some point, you know, he was slamming her.
Matt, what's up?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
Help me.
I learned not to make any family announcements on the O&A show.
very good.
Any.
Yes, very good.
I've been listening to guys since August. I'm 17. I've been telling everyone.
We appreciate that.
All right, take care, guys.
Lord knows there's no marketing dollars available for the Opie and Anthony show. Hell no.
WWF.
Keep them. Word of mouth is the way we're going to get anything going in this town.
I learned something today.
All right. Rick?
After listening to Ant talk about your sister, I think she might have a flat forehead, right?
What?
No.
What is... This is bad. John, what's up? What did you learn on the show?
Learned that college kids are much safer in bed.
Oh, because the kid that slept through the fire?
Yeah. I mean, next time the fire alarm goes off, same bed.
All right, very good.
Not getting up.
Okay, thank you.
Oh. Thanks.
What's wrong, Ann?
Nothing. It's just that now the wind has been taken out of the sails.
From
Rick's
Rick.
Comment.
I know.
All right, Rick, say something. Go ahead.
No, that's right.
Give Rick a break, man.
Can't get on the train?
No, because after what he did for us in our show yesterday, you got to give him a little slack, man. I know I don't have balls to do what he did yesterday, and I certainly know you don't balls to go up there and
confront
and,
the Rock
and like have that. The Rock 2 feet away from you while two guys are telling him he can't be on the radio show.
The best description Rick gave was when he handed the Rock the phone, told him he wasn't going to be able to come down to the studio, that had to do the interview on the phone, and he said the Rock did that neck thing he does in the ring, you know, where you're like... Slips his neck sideways kind of real quick, and the eyebrow goes up, and he snorts.
Yeah.
The Brahma Bull. Man, I'd have just, like, crapped myself at that point.
With that, I have to give Rick a break today, without a doubt.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we got to plug Jeff Norris's gig. Called in to plug the Stress Factory today.
Yeah.
And his buddy Jim's in the studio.
Yeah, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Actually, I got to pick up Jeff down in Jersey in a little while.
Yeah.
Gig, so... It'll be good. We'll have a good time, man. Jeff does good impressions. Yeah, well, tell him to get in here at some point, you know? We'd like to see him. Yeah, I was going to bring him, but he's too big. He can't fit in my car. He's a big guy, Jeff. Man.
Yeah.
That's why I became friends when I first saw him. I'm like, man, this guy's big. I don't want him to bend me over and rape me, so I got to be friends with him. Plus, I didn't have any quirks. Yeah.
Don't worry, he's getting after now. Okay, you know, fine, I'll give you guys your pleasure here today. Jeff, what did you learn on the show today?
Well, we learned that 9 months ago your sister got railed royally, and then it's 5 more weeks until she can get it again.
Oh, man. These people are brutal.
My poor sister. Donnie, what's up?
Yeah, I learned that we didn't learn what position OP's sister was in when she got nailed by a...
Hey, David.
Hey.
What'd you learn on the show?
I learned that your sister's most fertile in the doggy style.
George, what'd you learn on the show today?
Yeah, I learned that no matter what position she's in, she could conceive a baby.
Hence the flathead comment.
Thank you.
Don't try to dig it back up now, Rick.
I'm like the kid on Millionaire, trying to answer the question after he's still bombed.
Galaxia.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I learned how to spell chief today.
Yep.
T-E-E-F.
Very good.
Chief.
Thank you, Galaxia.
Bye, guys.
All right. All right, with that, Ant, we got to play Bit of the Week.
Oh, okay.
And get our asses out of the studio.
Yeah.
We had a fun week. I hope you enjoyed listening.
Yeah, we did have a very fun week.
Have a great weekend.
Action-packed.
And we'll see you guys Monday at 2, all right?
Affirmative.
We leave you now with
Bit of the Week.
Okay, listen. I don't know if you've seen the audio yet, but it's all over CNN. Mike Tyson's over there. Is he fighting again this weekend? I've lost track of Tyson. I guess he's
in England.
Fighting, trying to get his boxing career on track again.
And the people just thrilled to have him.
Yeah.
they can't stand him. They're outside his hotel just protesting, saying that they should throw Mike Tyson out of England.
Mostly the women's groups, Anthony.
The women hate him.
The women hate him over there. They don't appreciate what he's done to women over here in our country, so they feel he doesn't belong in their country.
He was put in prison for rape.
Mm-hmm.
Raping a woman, and then there were allegations by his girlfriends and ex-wives about abuse, all kinds of stuff.
He should have to go back to prison for marrying the lady he's with now.
Oh my God! Ooh,
that's not funny. What are you talking about?
So on CNN they got footage of Mike Tyson. I guess the protesting has gotten so ugly that they had to bring Mike Tyson to a police station because they're just protesting wherever he goes. So he's out this window at the police station with a megaphone trying to talk to the lady protesters.
Well, that's what you want him to do. Like talk to the protesters. That won't piss them off any more than they already are, right? Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, you limey bitches. Any limey bitches want to come in here and see who could take a punch like Robin Givens? Come here, you bitches. I'm going to kick your ass. Come here, I hope you're the first one. Look at you, you toothless bitch. Come here, get out of my face. I punch you. Come here, you pasty white English whore. Why are they so angry at me? Why are they angry? Because your queen is a twat. Come here. Oh, look, it's the queen. Come here, queen. Oh, come on, body blow. Screw you. You can't even take a punch. You're like Sphinx. You're like Sphinx. I came out of the corner and pounded him. Now I'm going to bend the queen over a chair and do her in the caboose. Just like I did to that Miss USA or whatever the hell it was I banged. I went to prison for that. I was a man in prison. Prison. Why do I sound like the man dog? Wait. I'm going to make you look like Lady Di after I'm done with you. You're going to be bleeding. You can rest assured. Where's Prince Charles? I'm going to bang you in your big ears. Come here. Okay, here's a fine lady. Now, I want to talk sense to you. I have been rehabilitated. I went to prison. I'm just trying to get my fighting career back. Hey, don't look at me like that. What would I do? I don't even understand. I'm like an animal.
It's like the Beatles over there. They're chasing him around.
Yeah, but they want to kill me. Right. They don't want, like, a autograph or nothing. They want to kill me. Thank God they're all too much pussies to have guns over here. Even the police don't have them.
Are they throwing...
Look, here's one of them bobbies. That big stupid hat. Look, I'm kicking his ass. I'm like King Kong. I'm just running around. Remember the King Kong movie? It was in New York and they couldn't do nothing. That's me in England. The cops don't have guns, so I could run rampant. Come here, you bastard. Look, I'm beating up the police.
Are they throwing soccer balls at you, Mike?
Yeah, soccer balls is all they got. Look, I'm over by the big guard booth.
Yeah.
In front of the palace, and they got them guards with the big fuzzy hats on.
Yeah.
You can't make them change the expression on their face.
Yeah.
Watch this. See his expression now? Now look at this. Look, now it's a bloody expression. I made a change. Now I'm going to take that furry hat and stick it in your keister. And that's only to make room for my giant member. Look, it's Prince William. Look at that fine young little ass. I'm going to beat him senseless and abuse him. I love England. We're the Spice Girls. I'm going to skewer them like a shish kebab. I'll get all of them on there at once. Come here, you horse. Come here, you limey horse. You all got bad teeth. Your teeth, they suck. You got the scurvy. I got a cure for that. Yeah, that's the cure. You look at it. You look at it, bitch. Go ahead. You ain't never seen no nothing. Where's Hugh Grant? I'm gonna do him too. Come here, horse. All English whores. Lady Di was a whore slut bag. Well, I'm just trying to be popular. I'm like Mighty Joe Young. Got rampant through the city. Lady Di was a slut whore. Going out with a towel head. Making her country all pissed off at her. Look at me just smacking down these lines. Shut up, bitch. Am I making any headway? I'm winning over the people of England?
Well, they're still a little pissed, Iron Mike.
Well, they're all stupid. They got two TV stations that suck. Yeah, look at my mighty member, you bitch. They only got two teeth in their whole head. I went to that, I went to the London Zoo.
Yeah.
The other day.
Uh-huh.
And they tried to stop me from leaving. Something about an escapee. Shut up. Sarah Ferguson is a fat bitch. I don't care if she's on that Weight Watchers or nothing. I make her lose weight. I go, come here, come here. You know why you eat so much? Because your mouth works. Yeah, now it don't. Now you lose some weight. You fat bitch. Look, your hair's red. Now so's your nose. And now so's your ass. Oh, look, here's the queen. Come here, queen. Right in the face. You dried up slut. You're making Mike Tyson live. Trying to stay in character. Standing up with Rick screwed up my sound effect. Now I'm gonna go climb Big Ben and swat at aircraft. Twas Beauty killed the beast. Hey, it's Faye Ray. Take me back to Skull Island. You nasty ass English people. You got the big gappy old teeth. I love the Irish Republican Army. I'm learning how to make car bombs. You people suck. Am I winning them over? Am I winning them over?
I don't think so, Iron Mike.
I appreciated what the Luftwaffe did. They rode with the aircraft back in World War II. Look at this. I'm going to bite off Prince Charles' ears. That's a hell of a meal. He's got some big ass ears. He's an ugly motherfucker. There you go. I bet he's got a little acorn in his pants because his wife, the whore bag, Lady Di, was going out with a towel head. People of England, your Lady Di was a whore. How am I doing?
You're not doing too well there.
She had a muff like Don King's hair. Oh,
I'm going to have a heart attack.
I'm getting more flack from you limeys, and Prince Charles is going to take it in the leather Cheerios. Me, Sarah Ferguson. Bend over. I'm going to punch you in the rectum. That's a low blow.
Hi, Mike, everyone.
Let me know if I'm welcome back anytime soon. You guys suck at the Falkland Islands. A bunch of little Mexicans kick your ass. James Bond's a pussy. I better get inside. Okay. It's starting to throw stuff at Mike.
Tom, what's up?
All right, listen, that was hilarious, I got to say. But, you know, about what you said about Princess Diana, that was pretty bad, don't you think?
Well, she's a whore bag. The chick was a slut. Why do you think she was in the backseat of that car? She was giving roadhead to her towel-headed boyfriend. That gappy-toothed bitch. Not for all y'all. Oh, did he hang up? He didn't like my commentary?
I hung up on him. I didn't want anyone wrecking our buzz today.
On Lady Di? In the back seat, I heard that towel-head boyfriend of hers member was in her hand, ripped right off. Almost like getting a punch from Mike Tyson. That's what she would look like after one of my blows. That's right. She's screaming from the grave, that dead bitch. I heard it was caught in her teeth. Teeth.
How do you spell teeth?
Don't ask Mike Tyson how to spell.
All right. Mike, what's going on?
T-E-F-F. Spell teeth. Not for all y'all.
I'm all for violence sometimes.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face. That'll leave a bruise.
1027 WNEW.